broadcasting WJSKFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I love my family more than anything.
Hello.
Good heavens, no.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Welcome to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. It's been so long since I've been here. And who am I? Your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Don and Mike taking a travel day, taking a four-day weekend. And I am here with you today with the best of Don and Mike. And I tell you what, we've got a great plate for you, a gargantuan plate for you today of the best of the best of. While you're sitting in your car in traffic, is that what you're doing today? Are you one of the travelers today? You're more of a man than I am, or more of a woman than I am. That didn't sound right, but anyway, like I said, we've got a lot of stuff for you to listen, and if you're at home just kicking back, don't forget, the weekend is here. Have a can of beer. That didn't come out right either. Weekend's here! Have a can of beer! Anyway, you know, I'm a little rusty at this. The last time I was behind the board bringing you a best of, well, the next day I wasn't here. But we won't get into that. Let's get into the best of Don and Mike. And like I said, we've got some good stuff today. And in this segment, Don is in the middle of Bart's filthy cars. The best of Don and Mike all across the country on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I love my family more than anything, and here is what I have asked them to do. Because I am going to this fancy thing tonight, and I never go to fancy things and never get invited anywhere, my wife is going to get a fancy dress, and she's going to join me.
Wow, nice.
Here is the dilemma. I work here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We live about 20 miles away.
Right.
So the option of separate cars is not one that even, and I'm a big fan of separate cars anywhere. It just mm-hmm. doesn't work.
Right.
You know, my wife would get there before I got there. She doesn't know as many people as I do. We should go together. So the option should be she should just meet me here at work tonight, and then
right.
we drive together to Baltimore.
Go straight there.
You know, not to mention the fact, hello, I got a designated driver with me.
Right.
Because one thing I found out about my limited time, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times I've been with the Modells, I do like to drink. It gives me courage.
You get a little, a little pop or two under your belt, and you enjoy the party a little more.
So, right. So I say yesterday to my kid, who I love with my whole heart,
right.
I said, "Hey, I need you to do me a favor. Tomorrow, I need you to drop Mom off at the station
mm-hmm.
at about 7 o'clock, right when Uncle Mike and I get done with the show." And he said, "Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, okay, I'll check my schedule." And I didn't really give it a lot of thought. And then today, I mentioned, "Hey, I'm ready. You know, come on, you got to. Are you do me that favor?" And he had his 19-year-old attitude, although I get less of it than my wife does. He said, "Oh, I don't know. I got plans tonight." And then I said, "Listen,
sure.
Forget it. I just asked you to do a favor to drive
Mom. Forget it.
To drive Mom to work.
Forget it. You don't need to drive anybody. I'm halfway home."
Then he said, "Do you think Mom would let me borrow her car?" And I said, "I don't know. Maybe she would." I said, "Go ahead and ask her."
Right.
So he goes downstairs, and I happily go back to whatever I'm doing. I hear from downstairs,
"Well, Mom, here you go.
And I'm two floors away.
Yeah.
Now, I come downstairs and I go, hey, children. you know, what is happening here? And she's sitting there reading a book outside by the deck, and she says, nothing's been going on. Bart's just been yelling at me.
So was Bart doing most of the yelling?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. God, it's impossible to keep both of them happy because I understand why each of them is at each other's throats.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I see, dare I say it, that in this relationship right now, in my family, I got it together the most.
Right.
This is a sad time of the state of my family when I am the emotional rock, when I'm the guy.
You don't like that role.
That's got it together. No, Mike, I'm fine with it.
You don't like being the peacemaker.
No, I don't. And I don't like people being mad at me. You know, you listeners, I don't care. I mean, but in real life,
really.
I hate when people are mad at me, and I hate when my family is unhappy. Not with me, even just when they're unhappy in general. I drive them crazy all the time with the, you know, how you doing? You okay? Mm-hmm. Is there something you're not telling me? You know, that's just the way that I am. So they're going.
Is everything all right?
So that, yeah. Mike, thanks for asking.
I was using that as an example.
Like that. Yes, but thank you for asking. Right. Because here's the thing. It's a simple process.
Mm-hmm.
The kid takes his mom for a 45-minute car ride tonight to help out. She says to me, by the time I get downstairs, she said, well, part of the problem is, first, Bart has a date tonight or something and really doesn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I think he wants to borrow my car.
Your producer is here.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Keep talking. Like,
what
I'm
are you
not
doing?
Even here. I just want to check to see which white is the best.
Oh, come on. Dude, white is white. Ask Rob.
It's a rental.
White is white.
I got it.
For string?
Now, she's helped. She's being very helpful.
I appreciate it.
The whiter, the better.
I appreciate it.
She said to her, come on. She's being very helpful.
Pretend I'm not even.
She's going to knock this out while you're doing the show. Ignore these strands of thread.
Do you need me to take the shirt off now?
No.
You're not ready yet?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to be in the shirt? I mean, how's this going to work?
I'll take the shirt off and you take it in the other room. Okay? Baby! You tell me.
Yeah!
Baby!
Hi, baby! Hi, baby!
So it should
Very
be
nice.
It should be a simple thing that you know, they do this.
Just work
it
out.
And she says, the reason that he wants to borrow my car is not because my car is not, it's because his car is filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, given, this is a fact.
Right.
My kid is 19, mm-hmm. He's going back for his sophomore year in college in 3 weeks, we're counting the days, and his car is a mess.
And lives out of it.
A lot of the stuff that he's got in the car is stuff that he's never brought in the house from when he got back from college 3 months ago.
Wow.
Okay, well, it's the way he is.
Right.
You know, it's like I've said all along with him, lower your expectations and you'll be pleasantly surprised. I think he's a good kid, but he's just going through whatever the hell it is that he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, I leave them for 1 second, and he says, Dad, come here. So I come into the kitchen, and he says, look, Mom's going in my car.
Oh.
So I said to him, like you would say to a dog, I said, okay, now I'm going to go out and talk to her. You stay. And I mean, don't come outside. You may look out the window, out the kitchen window, but you stay. Don't come out. And he goes, okay. I go out to her, and I go, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? She says, look at this car. This car is a mess. This is the reason that he doesn't want me to ride in this car. This car is a mess. And she had some piece of looked like a part of a car seat is what she had in her hand. Apparently, there's
it, really
yeah, it's a used sport utility vehicle that's
okay.
Got like three rows of seats and one of the seats has come apart or something. So,
dear.
So you know, he's a kid. So she's holding this thing up and she said, well, now look, what do you think this is from? And I said, and this is where I screwed it up. I said, I tell you where I think it's from. I took it from her hand, threw it in the car. I shut the door and I said, I don't want you to go near this car. I don't want you to worry about this. I want you to chill out, and I want you to be happy, and don't worry about this kid and his car. Whatever it takes, I'll get you to the station tonight. And she said, now, wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me to be happy, but you're yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm trying real hard not to yell at you. So the way that I leave it is, here's how I left it with these two. It's my own personal experiment. I said to them when I left the house today, because they were aggravating me so, I said, here's what we'll do. Mom, Frida, I call her Mom in front of Bart,
of course.
I said, Mom, you just call a cab. You take a cab. Actually, I said, do you want me to get you a cab? And she said something snippy like, no, gee, I think I could handle that, calling a cab.
Mm-hmm.
I said, would you like me to call you a car service? She said, no, I'll call a cab. Don't worry about
right.
it. Meanwhile, I said to her, okay, bye-bye, see you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked past him because they were in separate rooms, and I said, okay, see you tonight, bud. And I guess a taxi is going to be taking Mom so she can meet me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, and I leave. Now, this was 2.5 hours ago. I've not heard a word back.
So you haven't gotten an update?
No, my thought is that by now...
What, did she want to be transported in his car?
She wanted... I think she wanted to be transported in any car. There are so many... Listen, this is why he's right and she's right. She's right because I'm not kidding you when I say... You open any door of my kid's car except the driver's side. You open the passenger side, there are shoes, Slurpees, boxes of half-eaten cereal,
ew.
CDs, T-shirts, baseball hats, woofers, bass speakers, more CDs, more books, trunks full of clothes from college in which instead of bringing them in, he's just opened up the trunk, taken out what he's needed, and thrown the rest back in.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention wrappers from every possible fast food destination on the planet and just a general smell of, I can understand, this is where I think Frida has.
Can you sit on the passenger side of that car?
Technically, yes. technically, yes, you could, but okay. you would be surrounded by filth.
Yeah, you'd be grossed out.
So the problem, and I understand my wife's standpoint on that, and I agree with her about that.
Of course. What would be if he chose to overhaul it? If he chose to really get it, I mean, get it like your car, get it showroom clean, what would be the time commitment that would be required?
Really, if he really worked, like, maybe 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours right. of real, you know, ball busting work.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm going to let all you guys know one of the trade secrets, you know, and this is a kid that my, this is a secret my kid should know. Anytime your wife gives you a job to do, Buzz knows this one.
Yes.
Anytime your wife gives you a job to do,
uh-huh.
and kids, you can do this with your parents
yeah.
as well. Because this thing about overhauling a car, the way I've described it, and if you looked at my kid's car, you would think it's a weekend worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
Really, if you set your mind to it,
mm-hmm.
it's a 2 hour, maybe it's a 90-minute job you really work
take
your ass
the big,
off.
Take the trash can out to the car.
Right.
You know, so, just chuck everything.
But guys, now here's what you do with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Say there's something your wife's just been on your ass to do. It's not a major undertaking, but because she expects so little of you, what you do is you pick a time when she's not around.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for instance, when I painted that room upstairs for my wife,
right.
I went up there and I painted for maybe a good 4 hours to get both coats done. When she came home, she was blown away that this work was done, and she said, my God, it's so well done. How long? And I said, I don't know. 10, 11 hours? I've been up here all day working on this
right.
thing. And,
mm-hmm.
and see, she buys it because she thinks I'm a dope.
Sure.
And in many ways, she's right.
I understand.
If you apply yourself, and this is what I'm trying to, and I couldn't get these words across to my son today. Mom would think so much better of him. She thinks that cleaning that car is a major undertaking, and if he would just get in there and do it.
Why won't he do it?
Because she wants him to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lot of it.
Probably.
You know?
It's just not a priority.
And also, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not either. Whatever it is that my wife and my son are going through, which is no big deal, but, like, they're not talking to each other right now. I want to say, if it was me,
mm-hmm.
I would be out of my mind. Just because me and the way that I am emotionally and the way that I am about all things, I would be out of my freaking mind.
You like some closure.
But they're
you mean,
both...
If it was you, what? If it was you
it
on
was,
either end?
No, if it was me having a thing with either Bart or with Frida that was to this level where there was yelling and then there was just, well, I just won't talk for the next 3 weeks. Well, I just won't talk.
So it's a delicate balance where you're trying to... you're in the middle whether you want to be or not.
And I think...
And you're trying to... obviously, both of them are getting along with you.
Yes, Mike.
Both of them are getting along with you. And if you
famously.
Were... If you were to be more... How
can
I
choose
say?
Sides?
Proactive, one of them is going to be angry at you.
Right. But the thing is, I see, Mike, this is the tough thing. When you've got it together, like me,
yes.
and understand,
yes,
I know I'm effed up.
I like the sound of that.
But in this situation, for
right.
whatever reason,
right.
I feel like I've got it together.
Right.
When you've got it together, you simply put the laboratory rats together with what you think is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think is going to work is I think they're going to find the cheese and that he's going to clean the car on his own today, at least enough to make a nice spot for Mom. And he's going to drive her in today. That's what my gut tells me. It's 3:30 now.
When are you going to
I'll call him
check in? You're really more optimistic than I expected you to be about that.
So, because they're both wonderful people.
Of course they are.
It's my wife and my kid. What am I going to say? They're both jerk faces? No, they're both wonderful people.
But if they would go their separate ways and just get along,
and
that would be good, too.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetie.
And I think a lot of parents go through this with their kids. You know, where you get the kid is just rebellious and just
yeah.
has the, you know, and you know, like Fred and I have discussed, at least Bart's not rebellious to where he's out, like, setting houses on fire and
right.
stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
That's good.
He's just...
I've lowered expectations.
He's just what he is. Darling...
I've got a cab coming to pick me up tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, there's the answer to that.
Yeah.
Was there at least any discussion about it?
There's nothing to discuss, my darling, so no.
Ay, ay, ay. I thought for sure
you must be disappointed.
I thought for sure that you two would come to some. Is he even there?
Yeah.
Would you ask? Does he know I talked about it on the radio?
He just turned it on 2 seconds ago because I was paying bills, and so I turned it down while I was thinking, and he turned it up, and we just both heard that, and then the phone rang.
Oh.
You talked to him?
Yeah. Yeah. Put some P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E on him. Let's see.
No, he's. I'm sure he's more than willing to do whatever I ask.
To give you a ride to the station.
Sure, I don't want one.
Why not?
Why?
Why? Because
yeah.
it's ridiculous that, you know, I hesitate to say anything with him in the room because I certainly don't want to get going on anything anymore. But it's just ridiculous that a mother has to ask for something like that. And be yelled at. It's ridiculous. So I just assume not.
I wish you were together like me.
I am together. I'm perfectly happy and
I'm kidding.
Fine.
I'm kidding, honey. Listen, this is a nut situation. I think, like I told, but when I was talking to you and trying to be comforting when you thought I was yelling at you.
No,
you know,
you were raising your voice telling me to be happy, which is not the way, really, as a cheerleader, you kind of suck.
But then here's what you need to hear. Let it go if his... Am I doing it right now?
Let it go,
if his car, if his car is a mess, let it go. It's his car.
I let it go. I wasn't
no, then why did you go out there and open up and start going through
the car? I wasn't going through. I just had never noticed in his car that...
Honey, he's 19. Here's the thing.
Let me answer.
Ay, ay, ay.
I told you then, I'll tell you now, I knew it was messy. I just didn't realize that the seats were falling off.
Okay, but now that you know that, it's still...
And I wasn't out there crying about it or stomping my foot. I just went, I wanted to look and see where what the heck was going on because it was weird that the back of the seat was in the trunk, area,
okay.
You know?
Okay, I got you. I just want to make sure everything's okay there.
Everything's fine.
Have you guys spoken since I left?
No.
You've not spoken?
No.
Okay.
That's my choice.
Now that's your choice.
That's my choice.
How are you?
Oh, has he got a friend calling him?
Yeah, he just got a phone call on the other line.
It's probably, hey, dude, you hear what your dad's saying on the radio?
Wow.
No, everything is good, my darling.
All right, baby.
I'm happy in my own little world. I like BA, love my dogs, and that's all that matters.
Oh, now that's, honey, that is C-O-L-D. Come on.
No, those children never disappoint.
I think you've seen Emily.
Wow. All right, I have no further comment on this,
all
Your
right.
Honor. I have no comment on this.
All right, Sugar Ray, I love you.
I love you. Listen, I want to say this. I love you and I love him, too. And I don't know if you heard the stuff that I said.
Yeah, I
said
all the five going for me right now in this house. 3 dogs and you. I'm not worried about it.
Now what? You don't think he loves you?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm talking about my feelings, not his feelings.
So you're saying you don't love him?
No, I'm not saying. I would never say.
Christ!
I'd never say that.
Sounds to me like you just did.
No.
Wow.
Shut up.
No, I would never, ever say.
She's hurt. I know she is. I don't know what to do about this. I'm standing out there in the backyard today like a referee. With my family, you know, with her, and I said to her at one point, isn't this really kind of high school? Because she said to me, why don't you go tell him something about something and something? And I said, this is high school. Why don't I go tell him? You didn't have to go tell him a thing.
But if you were having one of your conversations with him, as you often do, you throw yourself in the middle of these things. All I said was, if I ask about having a ride to the radio station, which is an hour out of his time, I've already asked for 4 days off of work and volunteered to take it, help him just carry a boatload of stuff down to Clemson. I just thought it might be appropriate for you to mention that to him.
I did mention that.
All right, then fine. Then either way, it's fine.
So has he expressed to you that it's inconvenient for him to drop you off at the radio station?
Yeah. There it was an inconvenience.
What was the inconvenience? Because I never got that. What was that?
Plans with Gal Pal.
Oh.
Ooh, man, that's cold.
Yeah, and you know, Jesus. And I told Frieda I laid the best thing on him that I could. I mean, it was serious. I said, I asked you to do me a favor. I don't ask you to do me a lot. I asked you to do me a favor. Take Mom to work today so Mom can meet me and we can go to this fancy party tonight.
Yeah. I don't ask for anything, so that's why,
And what plans would he have with a gal pal like at 5:30, 6 o'clock?
It wasn't even necessarily that it would mess up his plans. It was just that it could mess up his plans. He hadn't conferred with the gal pal.
He's a young know-it-all. You got to understand that.
No, it was just the possibility of potentially messing up.
So are you gonna take the pressure washer to him at all?
Yeah. See, the thing is, I have taken the pressure washer to him. I've had the discussion with him beyond saying to him, I love you, but in a lot of ways, you're a big F-up, and, you know, this is your last chance to get your life together. What can I say? Mm-hmm. I know it does no good to lecture. I know it does no good to lecture.
So he wouldn't respond to that, is what you're
saying? No, I don't think so, no. So what the hell? I mean, I lay the law down with him. Trust me. I'm not walking around going, you know, hey, we're best buddies. We're pals. We can bond together because mm-hmm. No, I just tell him the way that it is. You don't do this, you screw up, you know, goodbye. See ya. Hope you like living in a box at the end of the street. I mean, he understands the reality of that, I believe.
Mm-hmm. No, and he conveyed to you that that really all I do is yell at him anyway. So that, you know, he did try and be friendly with me, and I said, you know, he said, you're not talking to me. I said, I'll yell at you when I need you. And I mean, that will be the reality. Because that's his impression anyway, so it might as well be the reality.
Man.
Well, she's hurt.
Oh, I know that. Wow. Okay.
All right, my sugar bear.
Listen, he's 19, and that's his new favorite thing he loves saying, too. I'm 19.
So look for me in the big yellow taxi.
All right, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Anything he wants to ask him if there's anything he wants to say in his defense.
Bart, you don't need to talk to Dad, do you? No, he doesn't need you to say hi. I was just asking you if you wanted to. No.
Okay. All right, honey.
All right.
So everything cool there?
Everything's perfectly fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right, love you.
Okay, love you too.
All right. Oh, bye. Tell Bart I said hi.
Well, you'll have to do that on your own.
Would you pass along the message?
That kind of high school for me to relay.
Oh, okay.
I wish you could talk to him. Right. Now I feel no closure on this. You know what I mean?
You may not. I mean, I'm not going to.
I mean, I truly feel the frustration.
I'm not going to force my kid to go on the air.
Right.
I mean,
well,
you know.
It's not a forcing matter. He's happy to.
He's happy to go on the air?
Yeah, sure. He said he will if you want him to. He's got no problem.
Wait a minute. Dude.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Here's what I know that you guys don't know. I know that if we really draw this out, this won't be good for my real life. This,
no, Mike, okay. You just have to wait a couple of years to get closure.
This won't be good. Yeah, because I think in a couple of years he's going to grow through, or maybe soon.
Yeah, it might happen.
Whatever it is he's going through now. And I wouldn't want him to repeat some of the things that he said to me today that I had to say to him. My response to him was, you know, hey, shut up. Don't talk like that about your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Nice you didn't even share those with me.
It was just stuff like she yells at me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. You did tell me that part.
I did.
Okay, that's fine.
I did. I tell you exactly what he's. And I tell you what I tell him too.
Okay.
I just don't scream. I mean, I scream on the radio. I don't. I try not to scream.
And it's just ironic because my voice wasn't raised all day. It hasn't been raised all day.
See, but Darcy, this is the part where I side with the boy, and I try not to, because you're good at you are like a world class ninja fighting a guy off the street. You can fight and be mean and get your points across without screaming. You can do more with a silent barb than I could screaming from the top of this building.
Only when my opponent knows they're in the wrong. As he did, you know.
Your opponent.
My opponent. You compared me to a ninja, so I'm telling you, only when my opponent knows they're in the wrong. And then then I don't have to. All I have to do is look at you if you know you're in the wrong.
Welcome. Hey, listen, isn't there some network executive out there who wants to make some sitcom about what life is really like? Imagine this. Crazy disc jockey.
Friday nights on ABC, it's Hey 19, the hit new comedy. Everybody's talking about the great fun with Hey 19.
I want Jim Belushi to play me.
There you go.
And let's see, we'll get Courtney Cox to play you, darling.
Thank you.
And how about we get something like Corey Feldman to play the part?
Oh, God.
All right. Listen, whatever. If you guys work it out, I'll see you here tonight.
You'll see me there regardless, and I'll be ready to party.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. So that's what happens when you have a real kid and real stuff happens in real life. I mean, I see both. Like Judy Collins, I see it from both sides now.
Yes.
And
well, who's wrong?
See, this is where I can get into trouble.
I'm not going to ask you that. I retract the question.
Yeah, no,
it's not fair. You know what? I shouldn't be so damn curious. It's none of my business.
They're both wrong.
Okay.
They're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If only they could be like me. I don't cause any problems. I sit in the room by myself.
Drinking heavily.
Yes, and why do you think?
Hey, I'm with you.
Why do you think I find refuge in the?
I'm waiting for the
nectar.
Teen years. You know, I'm just a few years away with my kids from the teen years, and I'm already stocking up on my alcohol.
It's Cran Grape. Last night, I'll tell you exactly what it was. Uh-huh. It was from the Ocean Spray Company, Cran Grape, but Cran Grape Light. You'll like this if you're weight conscious. Much fewer carbs, only 10 carbs.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You get some of that. You get some absolute vanilla. And you pour 2 shot glasses, or as my wife said, and I thought it was a racial epithet, but you put 2 jigs in there.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. No.
I said, hey, stop saying that. That's not what we say now.
Right, exactly.
You put 2 shots in there. You put 2 shots. Rob, she said it.
She should not have.
I know she did.
That's horrible.
I know it is.
I don't approve of that.
And I corrected her. I mean, see how
smooth forward, shall we?
Screwy things are in my house. I have to correct her. You put 2 shots of that in there.
Yes.
Then you put about 6-8 ounces of that wonderful cranberry juice mixed with grape. You put about 6 ice cubes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you go in the room where you've got the TV.
Right.
And you shut the door. And
turn
then
it up.
Then you turn the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what it is, even if it's some, you know, 2.5 babies, everybody loves Jim Belushi, whatever it is. You don't care.
You just sit there and let it wash all over you.
And you know what you do after you take a sip? You go, that's what you do at the end of a day. After you've spent all day entertaining America.
Right.
You go home and you've got that waiting for you.
It's better than my evening.
What'd you do last night?
What I do every night.
Which is?
Cry myself to sleep.
He's right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, Junkie, Ron and Fez.
To me, that's a perfect lineup.
106.7 WJFJ.
Here from Comcast SportsNet. Tonight at 7:30, watch the O's take on the Tigers. by Sports Night after the game. Nobody does baseball better than Comcast SportsNet.
Meet Chris. He knows more about television than just about anybody. He should. Chris directs new technology training at Tweeter and has some great reasons why you should buy your flat panel high-def TV from them.
One, when you have the latest technology, you have to know your stuff. There's no faking it. Our experts really know HDTV, so we'll make sure you get the right one. Two, we want you to have a system that works for you. So we come to your home, no charge. Design your system, free. And install it right the first time. After all, we're the home entertainment experts. Three, you'll deal with one person every step of the way, whose job it is to sell you the right stuff, make sure you know how to work it, and keep you happy. Service? If you ever need it, here's where you'll really appreciate Tweeter. Oh, one more thing. Now through Memorial Day, save up to $3,000 on some of our best big screen and plasma TVs. No money down, no interest, and no payments until September 2006. Tweeter. We can untangle your mind.
Anticipate a slow ride on the Beltway eastbound 495 on the inner loop just after the Legion Bridge off and onto Georgia Avenue. It is the JCPenney Memorial Day sale going on now. Save 20 to 60% throughout the store, including 50% off sandals for the entire family. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
WJFK.
This Memorial Day weekend, come to Lowe's and get your summer project started with great values. Now's the perfect time to express yourself with color inside your home and out. Save $5 on every gallon of our best quality interior and exterior paint, including American Tradition, Signature Colors, and Olympic. To help you get the job done, Lowe's is taking $20 off a Werner 8-foot fiberglass step ladder. Now only $69. What's more, for your concrete projects, every 50-pound bag of Quikrete concrete mix is now only $1.59. And no matter what your project, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more now through May 30th, 2005. You see, nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So hurry to Lowe's today, where improving home improvement never ends. See store for details. Some exclusions apply to paint offer N68. Werner and Quikrete offer ends 5:30.
I never wanted a Coke so bad in my life like the time my lazy lab Chuck graduated from obedience school. Some dogs learn to roll over, some learn to shake hands. One even learned how to open the refrigerator. Chuck learned nothing. Still, here he was receiving his doggy diploma. So I'm throwing a stick he won't chase for like the millionth time, and I'm getting hot and my arm's getting sore when out of nowhere there's this beautiful woman. Our eyes meet. Mine with hers and hers with Chuck's.
Cute dog,
she says. And then, by some miracle, Chuck sticks out his paw, and she shakes it.
Good boy.
I don't know if it was the look of pure shock on my face or the sweat on my brow, but she smiles at me and hands me a Coke. A nice cold Coke and a smile like that? Pure exhilaration. That day, I carried Chuck home.
Fuel for refreshment. Coca-Cola. Make it real.
You'll probably never want the icy rush of a Coke so bad as when you're on the way to Rolling Thunder. So stop by your favorite 7-Eleven store and pick up an icy cold 20-ounce bottle of Coke. And head to Rolling Thunder at Bull Run Regional Park May 27th through the 30th. Check out the custom bike show and grab an ice cold Coke while you enjoy all the live music. For details, go to ThunderRunDC.com. Coca-Cola is a proud sponsor of Rolling Thunder.
It's finally here, the Sheehy Nissan 5000, the race to sell 5,000 cars and trucks. Now through Memorial Day is your one chance to save big and get markdowns up to $6,000 off MSRP on Nissan Titans and up to $5,000 off Nissan Altimas. You heard right. Now through Memorial Day, get markdowns up to $6,000 off MSRP on Nissan Titans and up to $5,000 off Nissan Altimas. This event is huge, the biggest, and so is our selection. That's why we're the area's number one volume Nissan dealer. See over 2,000 new Nissans, all marked down, all backed by Sheehy's $4,000 low price guarantee. So get to the Sheehy Nissan 5000 before Memorial Day. A portion of every sale goes to Race for the Cure. Sheehy Nissan, Manassas, Waldorf, Annapolis, and Sheehy.com.
Prices plus taxes, tags, and $289 Virginia or $98 Maryland processing fee not required by law. Prices include all incentives and rebates.
Today is going to be a beautiful day, 75 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Have your lunch outside.
Did you ever get the feeling that your TV is sad?
And the Amazon sends him flying into the turnbuckle. I think we have a new champion.
Sad that it's outdated. It's time for your TV to be happy again. It's time for DirecTV. It's no wonder that in just 1 year, more people chose DirecTV over all other cable and satellite providers combined. DirecTV is giving your TV reason to smile. DirecTV, rethinking the way TV should be.
Act now and get over 140 channels for only $29.99 a month for the first 3 months. And get up to a four-room DirecTV system, including equipment and standard installation free. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com.
Just activate the Total Choice Plus package with your annual commitment to any Total Choice program. Offer on 73105 and is subject to credit approval. New customers only. Add $4.99 a month per second in each additional TV. Other restrictions apply. See participating retailer for details.
And now, with your current Mega Millions jackpot, the Happy Jackpot Singers.
It's the Happy River Singing.
$80 million. Thank you, Happy Jackpot Singers, for Mega Millions from your Virginia and Maryland lotteries.
The jackpot is quite a pile.
Top price chances one in 135 million.
One day, I will call upon you to do a service.
Yes, anything.
And that day has come.
What is the service you wish me to perform?
Run to the store and get me four of those new scratchers.
Hot numbers, red hot numbers, super red hot numbers, blazing red hot numbers. A new family of scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. You could win up to $100,000. Odds of winning a top prize, one in 266,000.
And these scratchers all stay in the family. Gabish?
This summer, these friends went to this beach house for one amazing week. They brought this food, this music, and these beers. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight, which they used to toast Dave for entering this contest. The Rock Summer Hideaway Sweepstakes with Spike TV. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight want to make your summer by giving you and your friends the chance to win a week's stay at one of 33 beach houses. Look for details wherever you buy Rolling Rock or Rock Greenlight, or go to rollingrock.com and enter online. 33 houses, two great beers, one amazing summer. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight, free flowing. No purchase necessary. Starts May 16th and ends July 15th. Open to legal residents 21 or older of 50 U.S. states and District of Columbia, excluding California. For full official rules, visit rollingrock.com. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Always enjoy responsibly.
This weekend, Oarsman Honda in Bethesda and Oarsman Honda of Laurel want to trade keys with you. Drive a new Accord, Civic, Odyssey, CRV, Element, or Pilot for less than you're paying now. Oarsman Honda will guarantee you'll drive home in a new Honda for less than you're currently paying, or your first two payments are on us. Right now, new Accords, $14,673, new Civics, $12,126, and new Pilots, $25,302. Trade keys with us, and we'll pay off your old trade, no matter what you owe. New Accords. $14,673. New Civics, $12,126. New Pilots, $25,302. Only at Oarsman Honda in Bethesda. Just off Wisconsin Avenue in the Metro in the heart of Bethesda, where valet parking is free. Or Oarsman Honda of Laurel, just a few minutes outside the Beltway at the BW Parkway and 198 East. Keep it simple. Keep it Oarsman. Hondas for less. End of story.
All offers with approved credit, down payment, and rate may vary. Negative equity applies to new loan balance. Prices plus tax, tag, and 515 freight guaranteed payment based on 72-month contract.
We bought a great house with a truly boring color palette. I don't mind taupe. I just don't want it on every wall.
At the Home Depot, you can take advantage of the Memorial Day weekend and update your home with paint. Right now through Memorial Day, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and save even more with $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paints, stains, and waterproofers by mail-in rebate. Hurry, this offer's good till Monday only.
Last month, we added color to our yard. This weekend, we're adding color to our walls.
We have everything to get you started. Painter's tape, tarps, tools and tips, and Behr paints, rated number one for the second year in a row by an independent national study. Get started now so you can enjoy it all summer. Nobody has more know-how to make your dollars work harder than the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offers valid through 5/30/05 by manufacturer mail-in rebate at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Excludes Cleveland and Houston. See store or homedepot.com for details.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and
there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do. And I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. You know, I get these. Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
In Connecticut and New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like this.
Yeah.
It's really growing that area there.
Uh-huh.
Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. These landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years. Now, in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Yeah, right. We were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, "Here's Larry"? Did you hear it, Robert?
No.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back. So we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Here we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like that.
Agents.
And much interest.
Couldn't have been. If you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
The Don and Mike Show.
After you let the air out of the balloon, all that you're left with is the latex and the Don and Mike Show.
That's right, and welcome back. Oh, hey. Do you know that when you haven't done a best of show in a while, and then you proceed to do one, you're apt to make some mistakes, and I want to apologize to the network. I suppose I came back from that 9:40 break a little late. We'll try to punch it up and for the rest of the day. But when you come and do a best of show, the studio changes over so differently from doing a live show that suddenly you find out things aren't working for you, and well, there you are. And who am I? Joe Artinger with you, bringing you the best of Don and Mike right here all across the country. I hope it's as beautiful in your part of the world as it is here in the Washington, D.C. area. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone. And let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. This is a good one. You're going to be glad you get to enjoy this with me. It's way out there. TheCuddleParty.com. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Way Out There. This is Alan Limon.
And I'm Michael Hughes, and we're going to talk cuddling.
As you know, we're on the Westwood One Radio Network. We work for CBS, Viacom, Westwood One.
That's all great.
The different names our company has.
Salute.
We're executive. We're openly gay, and we're so glad that our company, starting right up at the top with Les Moonves, has given us this radio show.
As we always like to say, we're not just out there, we're way out there!
So having said that, before we talk about the role of gays in broadcasting, as we do on this show, we have a guest! Now, the name of this website is CuddleParty.com.
CuddleParty.com, yes siree, if you like to cuddle as much as we like to cuddle... This is for you.
Listen to this. Is this dreamy or not? And, oh, they keep telling us to identify ourselves. I'm sorry. Hi, everybody on Way Out There. This is Alan Linewan.
And I'm Michael Hughes.
And CuddleParty.com has what I like to call PG-rated fun.
Yes.
You have a cuddle party.
Not overtly sexual.
You wear PJs. Nothing too risque.
Right.
And now listen to this. I love this. You can bring a pillow or stuffed animal.
And you can ask for permission to kiss or nuzzle anyone.
You can have juice or sparkling cider. There's no liquor involved. And your PJs have to stay on the whole time. This to me sounds like a wonderful adventure, be you gay or straight. Let's say hi to both Reed and Marcia. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is it Marcia or Marcia?
It's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi,
welcome to the show, guys. Listen, as maybe you heard, we do the show from a slightly gay point of view, but for gays and straights, this thing about cuddling is the best idea that I've heard.
Who doesn't like to cuddle? Am I right, you two?
Absolutely.
There are cuddle monsters everywhere.
Cuddle monsters! Now, hey, cuddle monsters! Arr, I'm a big, furry cuddle monster!
Now, let's say that I wanted to have a cuddle party this weekend. This is Alan speaking, and I'm going to invite some of my friends from the station.
I certainly hope that I'm number one on your list.
That goes without saying, darling.
Absolutely.
But I'm also thinking about inviting some of our other friends, like Tony Diggs.
Yes.
Wendell Hall.
Fantastic. Don't forget, we want to have Steve Johnson.
And I want El Jefe.
Yes.
There are four, five, six fellas that we'd like to have at this party. Now,
you bring J-Dubs with him.
One of the things that it says here,
well, and
this worries me about J-Dubs.
What's that?
Because it says at this party, this cuddle party we'd like to have with some of our male friends, mm-hmm. No dry humping.
Oh, he wouldn't be able to tolerate that.
I'm for that. What do you do if you have a cuddle party and you have a bunch of guys over and we're wearing our pajamas and we're cuddling and we're trying to follow your rules? No sex, pajamas stay on the whole time. What do you do if you have someone like this guy, J-Dubs, who we know would not be able to control himself?
How do you get him out of there?
Well, we have a very fun device for just this kind of occasion, and it's called the cuddle lifeguard on duty is the person who would be facilitating the cuddle party. So, Alan,
would that be like the cuddle boss, the person that's in charge?
Exactly.
Yes.
So what you do is during the cuddle party, we create, in the beginning, a welcome circle where people sit down.
Does the cuddle lifeguard on duty wear shorts?
No, we have our pajamas too, but you can wear shorts.
Could I wear a pith helmet and put some Noxzema on my nose?
Are hats encouraged?
Marcia, do you think a pith helmet's okay?
I think that works.
It sounds cuddly.
Excellent.
So let's say that I'm the cuddle lifeguard and I get to wear the hat and the whistle. And let's say that I see some of my friends like Michael Hughes. Let's say that Michael Hughes is getting together with Sam Rogers. And that they're really cuddling in the corner.
Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
To the point where maybe...
Nuzzle me.
Dare I say this, it's almost like I'm taking someone to a petting zoo.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Now what do I do if I'm having a... The website is cuddleparty.com. What do I do if Michael Hughes and Sam Rogers are in the corner and they're doing more than cuddle.
Well, you don't have to use me as an example. I mean, the fact is, if I was going to go to a party like this, if I was going to go to a cuddle party, I would adhere to the rules.
Well, we would hope so. But, you know, sometimes the sexual energy does show up at a cuddle party. And a lot of what a cuddle party is for people is practicing and getting some coordination around the second base.
Okay, let's watch
it. And I think cuddling can be a non-sexual.
Let's watch it with the...
I don't want to have to use the dumb button.
We have to protect the license. Can I point out something on this little sheet here that I found to be the greatest thing in the whole wide world?
Yes, Michael.
At the cuddle party, at cuddleparty.com.
Yeah.
It was the number 11, which says, and I'm reading, I quote, "Crying and giggling are both welcomed and encouraged." Can I just say to both of you,
is that refreshing?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome.
You know why that is? You're a crier.
I'm a...
You're a crier from
I'm way back. I'm a big crier.
You can cry at a cuddle party.
Of course you could if you had the right, you know, if you had the right people and you haven't seen someone in a long time. I cry.
If you'll all just stop for a second, I have to do a radio thing here.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, but they make me do this. Let me say, it's now time for our stations around the country to identify themselves. Right here, this is Alan Linewine.
And I'm Michael Hughes.
And Buzz, the name of our show is...
Way Out There on the Westwood One Radio Network.
And now we give our local stations 5 seconds to identify themselves.
You're listening to Way Out There on your local station. And now, back to Way Out There on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We're back. Hi, everybody. It's Michael Hughes, Alan Linewand. We're on cuddleparty.com on Way Out There.
We're talking to Rita Marsha. We're talking about crying and giggling and cuddling and dry humping and all these wonderful things that go on. Of course,
there's no dry humping allowed.
Isn't that right, Rita Marsha?
Absolutely no dry humping.
Now, let me ask you something.
And don't forget to clean up after yourself.
As we've mentioned, and I think that well, the name of the show is Way Out There.
Yes.
We're gay. We came out at CBS, Viacom, you know, solidarity. I have a question for you. Is cuddleparty.com, is it homosexual, lesbian friendly? Is it multi-sexual friendly, or is it strictly marketed as a hetero game?
Well, because the cuddle parties are non-sexual events, we try not to bring sexual orientation into it at all. But we are very, very gay friendly. We've done talks down at the Gay and Lesbian Center in New York.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Is it
all kinds?
So
of
we
stuff.
Can give it the Way Out There stamp of approval then.
Marsha, is it Atkins friendly?
No, we have bagels.
Bagels.
Now there's another...
carbohydrates. Danger, Will Robinson.
Now there's another guy who's in our group. His name is Scotty. Scotty Herman. Now I want to say something about him. And I can say this behind his back.
Okay, go ahead, because he's not around now, so you can... I know how you are.
He's got a problem with the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And what if we had a cuddle party, and Scott Herman brought over his flask? And I've seen him. And I've seen him drink out of it before. And
Is drinking encouraged at the cuddle party?
Well, we normally serve sparkling apple cider.
See, that's what I read. Juice
sparkling
cider.
That's my favorite beverage.
But what happens if Scott Herman brings his flask and starts drinking his fire water?
I would tell Scotty Herman that he's not welcome. And wouldn't you do the same, Rita and Marsha?
We would, but we'd encourage Scott to just take a look at, you know, why does he feel like he has to bring alcohol?
Exactly. Well, there's a reason Scott Herman feels that. He's at a very high level at Infinity Broadcasting, and frankly, the man drinks at 8 o'clock in the morning.
We don't need any of that. I am so delighted.
That's just hearsay. That's just bitch speech. And I keep telling him, how many times have I said to Scott Herman? I call him up, I go, this is Alan. Listen to me. Hugs, not chugs.
Amen.
No, it sounds like he's stressed and that he just might need to get some cuddling.
Mm-hmm. Might need a cuddle party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you
and
go.
And there's no smoking, is there, at the cuddle party?
No smoking.
Oh, thank God. And are you saying you serve primarily sparkling cider?
We have sparkling cider, and we usually have orange juice and tea and things like that.
That sounds beautiful.
I love sparkling cider.
And listen to this.
And it looks like, really, if you put it in the proper glass, it looks like you're drinking a little bit of champagne.
And, Michael, when you go down the list, it says arrive on time.
I hope someone, Mr. Limewand, I hope you're watching that one. I hope you're paying attention to that.
But who's
chronically late?
Who's Peter Punctuality?
Yes, I wish you were.
Excuse me, Larry Late.
I'm sorry, but you know, you didn't come to the restaurant last week on time, that's for sure. I don't care how many pairs of shoes you bought.
And what about this one I'm seeing? Be hygienically savvy.
Oh.
Now, what do you mean at the cuddle party?
Thank you, Robbie. That's little Robbie in the back of the studio who loves cleanliness. We call him Mr. Soap and Water.
If we go to cuddleparty.com, and we're going to have a big CBS cuddle party.
That's if we can, we're going to, guys, we're going to do one of these parties.
I want to be honest. There's a man, and listen, the name of the show is Way Out There, What the Hell. We've outed people for worse. There's a man that works here named Paul Gorgi, and frankly, the man smells like the inside of an artificial leg. If I could quote Ron Burgundy in Anchorman.
Yes, absolutely.
He really does. Now, I want to say this
as well.
I
wouldn't cuddle with him. I wouldn't want to cuddle in the area that he cuddled in.
I'll publicly say this. This is Alan Leinwand, and I find Paul Gorgi highly attractive.
You love a man with a tan.
But he smells. What do I do if I invite this guy? It says, be hygienically savvy. How do you tell someone with B.O.?
Excellent question.
That they stink.
How do you do that, guys?
Read.
Well, there's a couple of things. It's the kind of thing that we can't send him to the bathroom and have him, wash up a little bit with a washcloth and kind of, make himself presentable.
I'd have to tell you something. If we're talking about Paul Gorgi, a simple trip to the bathroom is not going to take care of that problem.
Well, then what we do is we'd ask that person to, basically come back to another cuddle party and then and set up, if we can't do it there, and talk to them about why we're asking them to leave.
Because quite frankly, when you're talking about Paul Gorgi, you're not talking about just the fact that it's not washed. You're talking about the fact that it hasn't washed its clothes properly.
Are you saying that he needs a cuddle makeover?
I think he does, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Paul Gorgi, hello, power washer.
Now, how would I be better served? Once again, they're making me say, would you stop this? They know. We're out there. Hi, everybody. This is Alan Leinwand.
And I'm Michael Hughes.
And we're your hosts for Way Out There, doing a show with a slightly different presentation. We are two middle-aged executives for CBS. Both of us used to be trapped in just fantasy marriages to women who... God bless them. We have more in common with them now than when we were married to them.
But when you had to do those things that you had to do,
ew. Yuck. But now we're finally able to be ourselves, the Cuddle Broadcasting System, CBS.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if we could call this the Cuddle Broadcasting System?
Given us this show.
Wouldn't you like that, Reed and Marsha, if we call it the
Cuddle?
It would be wonderful.
That'd be great.
And there's a website called cuddleparty.com. And it's not just the cutest thing.
I love the idea of doing a cuddle party.
Let's get right down to it. How much does it cost?
Excellent question.
It's $30 per person.
How much?
It's $30 per person.
Oh,
well,
no.
It's been nice having you on the show.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, that's
just... It's been nice having you on the show.
That's out of our price range.
I want to tell you something.
You can bring a friend.
I have a nickname around
that's
the...
That's almost as expensive as when I had that 4th of July party and I bought the suckling pig.
I have a nickname around the radio station. I know they call this me behind my back. They call me Pennywise.
Pennywise.
And it's because, I'm frugal. And speaking of that, isn't it sad that the frugal gourmet passed away? I know we've mentioned this on previous shows. And don't believe any of those rumors that you heard about him at the end, why he lost the show on PBS.
I miss this.
I want to tell you something. I was a page for many years with the frugal gourmet before I got into the TV and radio side of CBS. The man never approached me.
Absolutely.
Never. If anything, I approached him.
Godspeed, old friend.
He'll be missed.
He was never found guilty. Never found guilty. The late frugal gourmet.
Give you a shark tooth?
There I go again. I've taken us down death.
I know.
Down death.
Why do you always have
down
to get,
death's driveway?
Why do you always have to get so morbid?
But I want to be talking about cuddling and having a party where you have pajamas on. There's no sex.
What do you get for your $30 if you have a cuddle party,
Marcia?
We give people refunds if after the welcome circle they want to leave. So if you're not feeling it, you can leave and get your money back first.
But do you get any toys of any kind?
You get 3 hours of cuddling and meeting and greeting, all the bagels you can eat, sparkling cider.
I have a question for you. There's a man, another man that we work with, who's gay and proud. His name is Joe Ardinger. And he's involved. I don't know how deeply involved he is with this other man who works on the third floor. But what if they got to the party and they were hugging and they were kissing and, or maybe not kissing, but just hugging. And all of a sudden, he started hugging somebody else. And then the guy who's his boyfriend sees him hugging somebody else. What do you do then? Are you allowed to? Are you? If you come with somebody,
you ever have love of squirrels?
Do you have to be exclusively cuddling with them?
No, I mean, it's what's interesting is, and it says on the website, if people go and check out the website, and we talk about it in the welcome circle, is that it's all about communication. And, you know, at a cuddle party, it's about getting a verbal yes or a no, you know, to ask permission for people.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship, we encourage you to, you know, make sure that that your significant other knows you're at a cuddle party.
Final question. We're running out of time. I have to ask on behalf of all of our NRA friends, how do you feel about knives and firearms at a cuddle party?
Not very cuddly.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Bully. We say bully. Well, sadly, look at this. We're out of time. Remember, hugs, not thugs.
Hugs, not thugs. And Marcia and Reed, the time has absolutely flown by during this segment.
We want to thank you for your time. Until next time, remember, there's always time to go out and show everybody what you're all about. The current time is 11 minutes after 5. I wish we had the time to spend more time together, but tick-tock, the clock on the wall says it's time for traffic and weather together. With Captain Queer up in the big eye and the big itchy eye in the sky. So we want to say thank you to Reed and Marcia from CuddleParty.com.
You're welcome.
This is Alan Linewand speaking.
And I'm Michael Hughes telling you to have a cuddle party this weekend and bring plenty of sparkling cider
and go way out there. We're with you at CBS.
Thank you, Reed and Marcia.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We've reached the end of the rainbow. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Way Out There with your hosts, Alan Linewand and Michael Hughes. Way Out There is brought to you by Pam Cooking Spray. This is Carson Kressley speaking.
If you would you put our guest on hold, please? Because when we come back, it's our Whatever Happened To, and our guest will be Jim J. Bullock.
Yay!
Whatever Happened To Jim J. Bullock? Okay, they're on hold?
All right,
they're on hold.
Okay.
All right. Now, Rob will do this individually with Reed and with Marcia.
Are we agreed? No way to tell whether they were hip to it or not.
No way to tell.
I don't think they were hip to it.
Hello? Hey, Reed. Thanks so much for joining us. How do you think it went? Good. Yeah, they're fun, aren't they? Well, if you do anything else, if you have any other projects, you get back to us. We'd love to have you back.
They're fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
The other girl hang up?
Call her back. But you know what? You guys are hysterical.
There you go.
No.
Hysterical.
The audience knows that.
Just hysterical.
Of course we are.
You know, their website has been jammed since you started doing this, but you can't get through it.
Who cares? All I know is that for 15 minutes, we were saying Alan Linewand and Michael Hughes. And incidentally, without invoking the name of the late, great Mel, I believe we went just about all the way up the infinity food chain.
I really do. We covered everybody. And, you know,
oh, we forgot Joel Hollander.
And what was funny is, of course, we were doing those voices, but, of course, as soon as we got the $30 per person, the real you and me both came through on that. It's like, $30, that's two steaks.
Please do give us a call back, okay? Cool, and good luck with your cuddle party tonight. Bye, then.
Right, so
tonight.
No, that's her.
Oh, what'd she say? Oh. What'd she say? She like it too?
Oh, they both had a blast.
Oh, good.
They're very pleased that you had them on, and I think we'll hear from them again.
Who doesn't like to come on Way Out There?
And you didn't mention how Reed spells his name.
Oh, that's right. Now it's capital R, capital E, lowercase I, capital D.
Exciting.
Wow. It is.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Junkies, weekdays after hours, brought to you by BG Products and Services on 106.7 WJFK.
Long line to bring lights up on 95 before Backlight Fullerton to the Rappahannock River. It's a long delay there. Also, for a limited time, Rural Toyota at CarMax is taking $200 off select new Toyotas, including Corollas, RAV4s, and Siennas. CarMax, the way car buying should be. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
106.7 WJFK.
This power hour of WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Dave and Buster's.
Based on an incredible true story. I didn't always lose. I can still fight. For anyone who's ever wanted a second chance.
I have to believe we can make things better for our family.
I'm always behind you.
This Sunday, the special sneak preview. Be the first to see the one summer movie that will make you stand up and cheer. Cinderella Man. Ebert and Roper give Cinderella Man two thumbs way up.
This is your night.
You can do away with me!
Premier Magazine gives Cinderella Man its highest rating, 4 stars. And Larry King calls Cinderella Man quite simply one of the best movies ever.
This is incredible!
From director Ron Howard, experience the movie critics are calling not just the must-see movie of the summer, but the best film of the year. Russell Crowe, Renee Zellweger, Cinderella Man, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13, opens nationwide June 3rd.
Mike, let's talk about Wah.
When I think about Wah, I think about only one thing.
My incredible Helen Keller impression.
Wah! Wah! No, I think about Wah Enterprises Harley Davidson.
Oh, they're good too. In fact, Wah Enterprises is the Harley Davidson superstore.
Wah Enterprises Harley Davidson has the best selection of new and used models ready for delivery.
Check them out at wahhd.com.
That's WAUGHHD.com.
There's nothing like a Harley Davidson. The power, the chrome, the rumbling engine.
Do you like the rumbling?
Do you like the Harley motor clothes? You like the leather?
Then you should probably go to Wah and buy it from them.
Did you know that Wah has been family-owned and operated since 1939?
I just know that they always treat you right.
Enough said. Life is too short. What are you waiting for?
Go to the best, WAHHD.com, or call 1-800-88-WAH.
Wah! Enterprises Harley-Davidson.
$12,000 off MSRP on Ford Explorers, $500 on a gas card. Where's the deal? This Memorial Day weekend, the deals are at the largest Ford dealer in Tysons Corner, Kip Kilman's Tysons Ford. That's where you'll find the best deals on all new Ford vehicles.
This is Kip Kilman. Our deals start at dealer invoice because that's where we start the deal.
The largest Ford dealer in Tysons Corner now offers all new Ford Focus models, $4,500 below dealer invoice. 05 Freestyles and 500s, $3,000. Below dealer invoice. 05 Explorers and Expeditions, all up to $7,000 off dealer invoice, not MSRP. Below dealer invoice pricing this Memorial Day weekend. Plus, we'll be open Sunday for this event.
Ford needs to move vehicles, and they've authorized us to do it with incredible savings to you without putting Kip Kilman's Tysons Ford at risk, because dealer invoice no longer reflects our actual cost.
Kip Kilman's Tysons Ford in Tysons Corner. Come in or visit us online at TysonsFord.com.
You're here with Charlie Hall, the renowned founder and inventor of MovieTickets.com. Charlie, your determination and vision changed the face of entertainment. Tell me, how did it all begin?
Well, it was 1983. I was sitting in my dorm with my roommate and had a revelation.
In the future, everyone will have a computer in their home.
What the heck is a computer, dorkwad?
Typical jock. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm going to invent a way they can buy movie tickets on their computer on what I like to call the information superhighway, so they won't have to wait in line at the theater.
Yo, dorkwad, keep it down. I'm watching TV.
I've worked hard over the past 20 years to make it easy for you to buy movie tickets online. Just go to movietickets.com, choose a movie, your favorite theater, and showtime, and pick up your tickets when you get there. It's that easy. Moviegoers of the world, the future is now.
Thank you, Charlie. Your story is an inspiration to dorkwads everywhere. Movietickets.com, your own personal box office.
Oh, it's so peaceful down here.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Hello, I'm bored.
It's just the way I like it. Absolutely nothing to do.
That's right. Nothing to do. It's great.
Do we have to stay here?
Need a little more excitement in your vacation? Hello? How about Ocean City, Maryland? You don't have to drive all day to get here, and there's always something to do. Hit the beach, cruise the boardwalk, go on some rides, golf, fish, boat shop, dance. I'm telling you, I could go on and on. And you want restaurants? Oh, we've got restaurants. All kinds. It's just a quick drive to Ocean City, Maryland. Once you come back, you'll wonder why you ever left.
Is it time to go home yet?
Oh, great idea.
I thought you'd never ask.
Get your stuff.
I'll race you to the car.
Yes!
Call early for the best choice of rooms and packages. Call 1-800-OC-OCEAN or visit OCEAN.com and start planning your exciting Ocean City, Maryland vacation today.
Let us count the ways. Tower Records and Tower.com should be the only place you shop for music, movies, and your favorite magazine.
Easy. Tower has a friendly and knowledgeable staff, a great selection, so you can always discover more. Plus, Tower has a 45-year history in entertainment retail.
And Tower Records and Tower.com has thousands of CDs and DVDs on sale.
sale all the time, not just sometimes.
CDs like Van Morrison's Magic Time, Weezer Make Believe, and Bruce Springsteen's Devils and Dust. Get to your nearest Tower record store. Maybe you'll win the Takamine guitar, personally signed to you by Bruce himself.
Pick up the collector's edition of I, Robot with Will Smith, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Aviator, and SpongeBob SquarePants, Fear of a Krabby Patty, all on DVD.
When it comes to your music, movies, and magazines, go to Tower Records in D.C., Annapolis, Tyson's Corner, Rockville, Alexandria, Fairfax, or online anytime at tower.com.
He was always complaining about his back. I can't lift the suitcase because of my back. I can't play golf because of my back. I can't take out the garbage because of my back.
Hey!
So I bought us the Sleep Number bed everybody is talking about. I like my size set at 55, sort of in the middle.
And I found that 30, which is kind of soft, is perfect for my back.
The difference is amazing. Now we can do a lot of things we couldn't before.
I wish I'd found this bed years ago.
You and me both.
In clinical studies, 93% reported relief from back pain on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Because now they can set their side to the level of firmness that works best for their backs. Every 2 minutes, someone is switching from an innerspring mattress to the Sleep Number bed, the key to a perfect night's sleep. Isn't it time to find your Sleep Number? At a Select Comfort store. Select Comfort stores are located in major malls, including Tyson's Corner Center, Fair Oaks Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, and Dulles Town Center. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
Kick off your summer with tremendous savings on fine home furnishings during the Memorial Weekend sale at Value City Furniture.
We've brought in hundreds of truckloads just for this special event, so our showrooms are packed with special purchases.
Choose from thousands of two-piece decorator living rooms, starting at just $4.99 for a full-size sofa and matching loveseat.
Three-piece bedrooms with dresser, mirror, and full-to-queen headboard start at just $1.99.
Three-piece all-wood dinettes from only $69.
Plus, get tremendous savings on Italian leather, luxurious microsuites, reclining sofas, and more.
Save up to $300 off our everyday low prices on Simmons Beautyrest mattresses. And while they last, pick up a four-drawer chest in your choice of colors for just $29.
Buy now and get express delivery to your home within a three-hour delivery window.
Don't miss the gigantic Memorial Weekend sale through 6 p.m. Monday at Value City Furniture. You just can't do any better.
And to see all our great furnishings from the comfort of home, visit us on the web at vcf.com.
Men of Genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. 80 SPF sunblock wearer.
Mr. 80 SPF sunblock wearer.
There are 24 hours in a day. You're wearing 80-hour protection. If the sun fails to go down, you'll be ready.
Don't forget the moonlight.
Your coconut-scented force field blocks out all the sun's rays and any stray rays from another sun in another galaxy.
Your star.
30 SPF, please. You might as well be wearing cooking oil. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. 80 SPF sunblock wearer. In fact, feel free to crack one open at high noon in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Mr. 80 SPF sunblock wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. And, I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, I didn't make it up. So I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks who carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids, And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I met over one day and was like, but all across this town, strung out. Well, I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody, my relationship with you, my relationship with up on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roof. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right, right. And welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend, Friday afternoon. And, oh, hey, don't forget that to catch up on all the goings-on on the Don and Mike Show, you can go to www.donandmikewebsite.com. Don't forget to check out the store. Excuse me. And remember, there's always new products to buy. I noticed myself that the weekend is here. Have a Can of Beer t-shirt is on sale, so be sure to pick that up. And if you click on my picture, you'll go to joearinger.com. Well, that's enough of the plugs. Let's get back into the Best of Don and Mike. And I think we can all relate to this if you have kids or have puppies or neither or either. Bart went to school and ran up a $700 gas bill on his credit card. It is truly the best of Don and Mike.
I want to mention this just for me, for my own sanity. 3 days. Now actually less than 3 days left.
Less than 3 days and your son will be returning to college.
That's right. My wife and I this morning had to have one of our little powwows. Not a fight powwow.
No, a meeting.
A kind of a pep session with, you know, for each other. Mm-hmm. Saying, next week at this time,
yes,
he'll be back at college.
And love will guide the stars.
It's just this, and some lady called yesterday and said that she could relate to this, so if you can, that's wonderful, and if you can't, well, you just give me 60 seconds to get this off my chest. I love him. He's done everything that I've asked of him. He's gotten a job. He's gotten in shape. He's got his S together.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready to go back and attack college, yet he still manages to do things that I find indefensible in the fight that I have constantly with my wife about my kid. For instance, when he came back from school early because he had his shaky fourth quarter of freshman year, he came home like 3 weeks before everybody else. And that was fine. And I said to him, you know, listen, you pissed me off. You almost ruined your first year of college. You got so much promise. I'm taking away the gas credit card. I'm taking away the Visa card. Pal, find out what life is like in the real world. So he surprises me. Shows some initiative. You know, suddenly the kid that couldn't sleep, he couldn't wake up until 3 in the afternoon, who's getting up in the morning to go to work. Suddenly he's got a job. Things are going good. So I said to him, as kind of an incentive thing, I said, you know what, I'm really proud of you. And he's like bummed money off me and paid back.
Wow.
You know, he's even called the show.
$40 he needed
one
day.
Yeah, he said, I need to borrow $40.
Right.
And every time he's paid me back,
without
fail. So what I said to him in June was, okay, now, this is going to be a bold step and a bold experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you back the Exxon card because I'm proud of the fact that you're driving to work,
right,
and that you've gotten your stuff together, and that you're going to go back to college and kick ass. And he said, okay, great. Now, my wife says to me, 2 or 3 days ago, and she's paying the bills, she says, and right away, I know it's bad. She goes,
she has a certain tone.
It's just the, can you come up here for a minute, please?
And you immediately know that alerts you?
It's the fake friendly that is masking. But fortunately, I've discovered that there's the fake friendly that means she's mad at somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up there because I know if she's mad at me, she'll just yell, hey, you know, jerk, come upstairs.
Boy,
so,
your wife and you communicate in a more complex way than the reef squid that I saw on the Discovery Channel the other night.
So I come upstairs and I say, what's up? And she says, look at this. And it's a bill. It's a credit card bill for the gas card.
Oh.
And I say, okay.
$17,000.
Now, she says for her car for the month,
mm-hmm.
and she drives to work and drives to whatever, you know, fabulous, you know, meeting she has. It's like $120.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me, I definitely go to work every single day,
right.
and I like to drive. And when I go to the cheapy gas station, the Exxon, that it said you want the car wash for $5, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, I'm
every time,
pretty much.
Yeah, your car is always clean.
Pretty much,
it is.
So mine is like $210 for the month, which is a lot of money.
And both of you drive back and forth from the beach, so that accounts for some of that. And those are pretty typical gasoline bills.
My son's portion. This is just for the July bill.
Mm-hmm.
$780.
No! Oh, my God.
Now, Frida throws this bill at me.
Whoa.
And she says, what do you think, pal? And I said, all right, I'll bring it up with him. And this is where he just keeps killing me. That Frida, of course, had a giant conspiracy plan. She looked at this and she said, you know, he must be buying gas for his friends. That's the only way around. Because look, right here, on 529, he put $37 worth. And then on 530, he put $34 worth. Then on 6-1, he put $37 worth. So I've got all of these things going on in my head. I finally sit him down. I go, you're killing me with this bill. I go, well, you're paying me for this. But tell me, how the hell do you do this? He said, Dad, you said that I had the credit card to drive to work. I said, that's right. He said, when I have put on, since I've come home from college, and this is not even 3 months now, almost 10,000 miles on my car.
Wow.
He said, if I drive from our house in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
downtown, he has two jobs. What I'll do on a normal day, he said, is I'll drive from our house downtown, then I'll drive from downtown back home. Then I'll go from home to my other job in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Then after I'm done there, I might go back downtown to see some friends, then go back to this other part where the friends live by my second job, then come back at home. I said, so what's the deal here? You're killing me with this. And he said, all the gas that I spent was for work. And I said, I don't follow this. And he said, it's...
Well, I know you, and I know you got that math thing. Did he kind of try to add it all up?
Yeah, and here's the thing. The little rat came up. What I did was said to him, because we got the ground rules when I told him I'd give him the gas credit card.
Right.
The ground rules were, I'll pay for gas that goes for work because you're saving your money from work for when you go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. He would indeed go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But he would also make 18 gazillion stops
right.
on the way to work, and I'm not talking about stops that were on his way.
Oh, like he'd go see friends and stuff?
Yeah.
A lot of driving.
And a lot of times he would get done with work, drive to a friend's house, drive all the way back to where we live, then drive the friend back to where the friend lives, and technically that comes under work because they left work, and Bart said he would
give... If you're talking about a fill-up, like you at one point you mentioned 2 days in a row. That was a full fill-up, right? Yeah. Like $37?
Yeah, he said that's like three-quarters of a tank.
Yeah. Well, like going to work and going out to his friend's house?
Yes.
Wow. But the mileage doesn't jive, does it?
I don't know. I don't know if the mileage jives or not.
Could any of this be like convenience store beverages and sandwiches and stuff?
No, that I weaned him on that.
Yeah.
Where
do you line up on the theory that maybe he is buying gas for his buddies?
Well,
why would he do that?
Because,
I mean, wouldn't he get, I mean, really, I mean, I'm thinking like a teenager right now.
If I'm doing that,
hey, if you give me, I'll give you $37 of gas if you give me $15 cash.
Maybe, but he's got a job where he's making, as far as I can tell,
decent enough money.
A kid his age, yeah, he's making a pretty good hourly wage. He's working hard. I don't think Frida was convinced that he's buying gas for other people.
How does she feel about it now?
Well, it's like everything. She's left it in my hands. This is why the countdown to getting my kid to college is all-consuming for me, because every day there's another new wrinkle. Every day there's another mystery that I have to get to the bottom of.
Do you buy the fact that he would fill up 2 days in a row by just going to work and back?
Maybe I'm stupid, but yes, I do.
I wish I knew because, you know, I don't put that kind of mileage on my car.
I know this about my kid. Now, I don't keep total track of him every time he comes and goes.
Right.
But I can't tell you how many times he's gone to work, and he works in the District of Columbia for one of his jobs. So he's got a commute in rush hour traffic, no doubt. He, after work, goes sees his girlfriend who lives like in Bethesda, comes back home. I can't tell you how many times he comes back home and then he says, like, at 9 o'clock, I'm going out. I'll be home by curfew time. This is where he's killing me with this gas thing because that's when he's going out, and I guess.
And that's probably when he's going to see his friends in Albany.
Yeah, I don't even know. There was a trip to Myrtle Beach this summer that wasn't even involved in the $700 gas bill.
Wow.
A $700 freaking dollar gas bill.
You know, it's a very simple thing to...
What?
Rob says he's still driving the monster truck. Like a little Halliburton. It would seem to me to be a very, very easy thing to calculate. You calculate what the mileage is, roughly. You know, you get a ballpark idea what your miles per gallon. And then you add up the miles and you take the maximum.
I just believe him. I don't think that it's any scam. I see everybody's
three
calling.
More days, Don.
Everybody's calling, thinking, is he getting cash on this deal? Is he getting cigarettes? Is he buying beer?
You don't think he's going to, like, the convenience store?
No, see, here's the thing. I've been through this with my kid before. I've already been through this. And before, he wasn't bright enough to know that he couldn't stop at Exxon and charge $4.83 worth of stuff, and I wouldn't know that it wasn't gas.
Well, doesn't this also fall into the category of fight the right battles? You know?
Yeah, well...
I mean, what are you going to do, hire a private investigator, you know?
Right, I believe him. Here's what I think. I said to him, it's my fault. It's my freaking fault. I gave him the credit card because I said, here you go, I'm proud of you. Go ahead. And you know what he did? He just took it. It's like what Jack Kent Cook said about Joe Gibbs. You know, I gave him an unlimited budget, and he shot right through it.
Right.
Yeah, he exceeded it. That's exactly what it is. Mm. So whatever retribution I have to get out of my kid, I'll get out of my kid.
Oh, okay.
But suffice it to say, whatever I get, even if it was $700 in pennies that he had gone down and minted himself, it wouldn't be good enough. It wouldn't be enough of a sacrifice in the eyes of my wife. Because I'm the easy one, as it turns out. And that's the new name now that she's given me. Way to go, hard ass.
Well, I mean, you can be tough sometimes, but, I mean, I think you're choosing your battle, right? I mean, that's the way, that's what I get on it.
He pays you back. He can use as much gas as he wants, I guess.
The only thing that pisses me off about Bart in this regard is his answer. Because I know that there's a very logical part of this kid's brain. He's a smart kid. But when he says to me the answer for almost anything that comes up that we disagree about, his answer is, I'm 19. That's the answer. Now, really.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, like,
because he's 19, well, when else am I going to be crazy? When else
Whoa,
am I going to...
that's not good.
I'm 19. Well, now, hey, don't be hating. Don't be hating.
What do you mean?
Well, when you said that's not good...
don't be hating?
Oh, that means don't. You're taking it too literally. I don't think that it's that bad.
He doesn't say that, but does he say that for everything? I'm just trying to get. I'm trying to understand.
An awful lot, and
really?
I think it's.
You know that I listen to all these discussions.
I think
more of an attentive ear than probably anyone.
I think it's a boy thing rather than a girl thing.
And you know, this is just a study. I study this because everybody has warned me that this is down the road. I mean, but. You know, it's a dilemma.
So anyway, 3 days until he goes back to college.
Where's the closure? Where's the? You just say, hey, to hell with it, or what?
Oh, no, he's got to pay back. He's got to pay back for the thing, but he doesn't have $700. Hold on a second. I bet this is him calling in. Hello.
Hey.
I was just mentioning it's only 3 days until you go back to college.
I do have the calendar, but I haven't worked out to hours and minutes.
All right, please be telling everybody how it is that you spent $700 in gas in 1 month without buying gas for friends, buying cigarettes, buying beer, or whatever else. How is it that you spent $700 of my money for gasoline?
I didn't know it was that much when I was doing it. I just knew it was every other day and sometimes every day getting a tank of gas.
Wow.
Hold up, Mike, go ahead. Uncle
no,
Mike.
It just doesn't, I mean, If you're traveling down to, you know, like maybe to the beach or something like that.
No, he goes. See, I don't want to get specific about. He goes from.
I go to Anacostia at least 2 days a week. I work in Bethesda. I'm in Bethesda every day, and usually I spend like.
I am not qualified to ask any, because I don't have that math mind as far as what it is. But how many miles is it, you know, roughly to Anacostia? What's it, 15 miles?
Here's the deal.
In Russia.
I estimate I'm in the car 2.5 to 3 hours. I'm in the car right now.
Of course you are. Where else would you be?
You're in the car right now.
2.5 to 3, so that's roughly an hour to work, hour and 15 minutes to work.
But you've also got the joy rides at night, like when you had to go out and get the ice cream.
And going out at night. So maybe 3.5 to 4 hours in the car.
3.5 to 4 hours a day in the car.
That's legit then, I would imagine.
I asked him right up front, you know, are you buying gas for other people? What's going on? And he just said no. And it's just, the fact is...
I'll go in and get a soda sometimes, but it's not like I'm going in and buying the store.
If he's in the car 3.5 to 4 hours a day...
3 days until he goes back. That's all I want to say.
Only
3 days left, and we're going to get all the loose ends tied up in the next 3 days.
Oh, no.
And a wonderful scene this morning at my house, incidentally, as well. When Frida, here's the deal. Bart's car, there was a recall on the car that I've so graciously supplied you. So
yes.
The deal was that the car had to be at the Nissan place this morning, like 7:30, 8 o'clock. Frida
said, the note said 8 to 9:30.
Well, Mom had to work today, so that means that the schedule was moved up a little bit. So once I got past the initial this morning, waking up and hearing Frida upstairs, you know, pounding it like I'm downstairs doing what's known as show prep, a.k.a. work.
Right.
I'm actually sitting at my desk and hear from upstairs.
Bart, you better get up. Bart, you better. Ma'am. Bart. If you're not in the car by the time I get in the car, you're not taking the car back to college. Do you hear me? Mom, I'm getting up.
And then I walk into the middle of this and I go, what's going on? And she says, nothing. It's between Bart and I. So now she comes back. They've gone to the car dealership this morning. They drop off the kid's car. My wife's got to drop my kid off so she can go to work. Uh-huh. She comes back inside my house, and I said, what are you doing here? And she said, he's sleeping in my car. I said, what do you mean he's sleeping in my car? She says, I can't wake him up. He's sleeping.
So did she really try to wake me up?
Yes. So
I'm not kidding. I did not know she tried to wake me up.
So the deal is, at 7:30, 7:40 this morning, my wife, because she's a great woman and a great mom, and she puts up with all your crap,
yes.
She gets up to follow you. After a big fight to wake you up, in which you've asked us to wake you up so we can handle this car thing.
But I did get up in time.
She follows you to the dealership. You drop the car off. Then Mom comes back home. Keeping in mind, she's at home like at 9 o'clock. She's got an hour to get to work. She comes into me and she says, all frazzled, and she's got her Kathy Lee work clothes on. You know what I mean? She's all dressed up. She comes and she goes, listen, I don't know what to do. I go, what is the freaking
problem? So she couldn't go to work because he was sleeping in her car.
Yeah, what is the freaking problem now? She said, he's sleeping in my car. I said, and? He won't wake up.
Wow.
Doesn't that mean like I'm kind of in a coma?
Maybe a little narcolepsy or something like that.
I don't know. You know, you got the late hours. Man, you got the Elvis hours. You really got the Bass Ackwards hours. You should work an all-night shift. You really
I would.
You would if you could. All right. Well, that's all I have to say.
Well, my hours
to you
are fine for my schedule next semester, and you know this.
Well, and you know that's the way it's got to be.
Right.
Because I love you more than anything. But what happens if you screw up this time? And I'm serious, Barty.
I'm out of the house.
That's right. You're goddamn right. I love you, and I swear to Christ, I'll kick your ass out on the curb. On the curb. See, he knows. That's why I tolerate a lot of this other stuff, because right. I pray he knows that I mean this, that I cave in every once in a while with him. But on this, I am rigid, and there's a part of me that's actually almost ready for it.
Really?
Okay.
I'm not looking forward to it, okay. But I've kind of challenged my son and said, the last year you kind of had, you know, you didn't take the year off, but you screwed around and you let your grade point average drop and you missed a bunch of classes.
But even since high school, haven't you been waiting for me to just fail?
No, what do you mean? Haven't
I? Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way.
I do think that you have had a
charm. Or the lucky thing, the lazy lucky.
I do think you've had the charm life, just like when you came back this summer. I was hoping that reality would give him a big kick in the ass, that he would come back from college, and that I've taken away money, I've taken away credit cards, he's going to be screwed. Instead, the boy that has absolutely no get up and go, the very first day finds an ACES job,
right,
that pays him over $10 an hour.
It doesn't pay me over $10 an hour, Dad.
Well, it pays you a very good... I know you didn't want me to talk about that, sorry.
I'm happy with how much, but it's not over $10.
Let me just say, he's making a pretty good salary for a 19-year-old kid, right? And see, I was thinking that once he got home and he realized no credit card, no gas card, even if he's got a car, he can't drive anywhere. He's got
three words for when he goes back to school. Magna cum laude. There you go.
Anyway.
Magna cum laude.
Bar, would you like to entertain some calls from listeners?
Fine.
Fine?
Fine, he said.
All right, let's see what they...
I don't think they're going to be positive.
Well, I don't know. Hello, Julie. Yeah, you're on the air. Bart's on the phone.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. Hello, Bart.
Hello.
Did you see a little movie called Reality Bites with Winona Ryder?
Yes, I did, and Ethan Hawke.
Okay, do you remember what she did with her daddy's Chevron card?
Yes. I'm not...
Why don't you enlighten all of the rest of us? What did she do with her father's card?
Okay, well, Dad was cracking the whip and saying, well, let's just say, he's saying everything that Don just said in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah?
And so he said, listen, I know you have responsibilities, so I'm going to buy you gas for your car, and that's it. So she camped out at the gas station, and when somebody wanted to pay cash, she said, let me pump that for you and put it on my card. So she did that, and... She had lots of cash at the end of the day, Bart. Would you like to
comment?
I don't think.
That is not my job.
While that is a good plan, that would require actual work on my kid's part. He'd have to actually go to the place, scout it out, do that.
Right.
Don't think that's happening. Here's another call for you, Bart. Here's listener Mike. Mike, hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going fine.
Hey, I just called to kind of give Bart a little bit of a hand here. You know, everybody's give him a bunch of crap, and I kind of think he might be up on the up and up.
I know I'm really a jerk dad for making a big case about a $700 freaking gas bill for 1 month car.
No. I'd question it, but you know I drive probably 2 hours each way every day, and I don't know what Bart's driving. I got like
He's got a Nissan truck.
Good, so like 6-cylinder or whatever.
Yeah,
so he probably gets, like, you know, upper teen gas mileage. Well, I get, like, 30-something, and every month I wind up putting up, like, $300-some each month.
Great. Well, that's great. You put about $300-some. My son put double that.
Inadvertently, he didn't help your son's
My
cause.
My son put double that in 1 month.
I probably get double the gas mileage.
What?
I probably get double the gas mileage. I got a little 4-cylinder car. I get 30-some miles of the gas.
Right.
And so, only drives,
I'm doing city driving a lot of the time.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I'm doing city driving.
Hello, here is George. George, not on Mike's show. Hello, George.
Hey, what's up? Bart,
hey.
What's going on, man?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just calling because my dad's been busting my balls, too, for, you know, lounging around too much. But you guys got to understand, man, we stay up pretty late just partying, hanging out, so...
Yeah,
I mean, I know what Bart says. I mean,
yeah, we have to understand.
Yeah, we have to understand that.
Come on, man.
That's right, Ferris. We have to understand that.
Yeah, we have to understand that, Don.
Right. All right, dudes.
That's just how it is, you know. I mean, we're young. We got. Right. We get off work.
Good day to you. You're not my kid. I'll hang up on your ass. Anyway, all right, that's it. I was just mentioning that, and it's 3 days to go.
Hey, Bart, if we don't talk to you before you go back, you know, good luck with everything down at Clemson.
Thank you. I was going to come in today, and then I decided against
it. I wish you had.
Well, good luck, Bart.
You were going to come in, and here we go. Now we're going to play this game, the guilt game. You were going to come in except what? Because I'm talking about your gas thing on the air?
No, the place I work downtown, we're hanging out tonight because I'm not going to see him again.
Gotcha. See, even nicer. He was going to come by work, but then he got a better offer.
Whenever I tell you, you say we're booked.
So I don't feel
well, I know. Well, see, here's the thing. I don't want you to be like Cody Gifford. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know?
I'm bringing it up to you. It's not like you're telling me to come in.
I know, and you said I want to come by the show, and I said, that's great. If you want to come by work, I like having you by work, but, God, there's a part of me that wants to throw you on the radio because, you know, I think you're an interesting kid.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, no, you've already been on the show 20 minutes today. I don't want you on 20 minutes tomorrow. You know,
so sorry.
And tomorrow, listen, hello, McFly, tomorrow you got to start packing your car. You got to get that futon out of Mom's car. We got to move that into my car. You got to get your boxes ready. You got to get your school books ready. You got to get your clothes packed. Key Rice.
Packing takes 2 hours.
Never mind. This is why I'm so freaking frustrated at my house.
Why?
Because you don't realize that you're not going to be able to put this job off until 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
I know, because I got to have it packed before Saturday morning.
That's right, because on Saturday morning, what's the other last-minute thing we're doing? Oh, that's right, you have to go to driver improvement school on Saturday.
Yes.
All right, listen, I love you. I love you no matter what the hell you're doing, but you're killing me. What did I tell you upstairs? I said, listen, Mom and I argue about you, and I try not to take sides. I try to stay neutral. But like with this gas bill, is this not true or not, Barty? I said, you are freaking killing me with this. It's like, what can I say to Mom? I can't disagree. This is wrong. This is bad. You're taking advantage of me, for God's sake.
Have your friends come to you, young man. Have your friends come to you.
That's it. That's why I'm counting down now. 3 days until
72 hours.
Until we go back to college.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you.
Take care, Bart.
Bye.
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 There he goes. There he goes. Don't be hating. What the hell does that mean?
I think he's okay. I don't think he's doing anything hinky.
He sounds okay.
I think he's doing all right.
Maybe he's calling your radio show and caring about you, and if he's not okay.
He's just, you know, kind of a pain in the ass. I love him. He's a pain in the ass, and I'll be happy. One of these times he's going to go off to college, and he's going to come back, and he's going to be the guy that I
Hello,
think.
Hello, father.
Somewhere between that and
Hello,
what
father.
I
I'm back. Look at what I've done. I found a cure for cancer.
Wearing his Buster Brown shoes.
And I have a giant check to reimburse you and Mama.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.com. Developed by the G3 Group.
On the other side, developers anticipate a long line of brake lights from the Dulles Toll Road all the way around to College Park. Also anticipate a slow ride eastbound 66. We have an accident at 123. Your left lane's blocked. For a limited time, Loyal Toyota at CarMax is taking $200 off select new Toyotas, including Corollas, RAV4s, and Siennas. CarMax, the way car buying should be. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
WJFK.
Shop Hudson Trail Outfitters Memorial Day sale for savings of up to 60% throughout the store. For over 35 years, the most complete local resource for everything outdoors is Hudson Trail Outfitters.
Meet Chris. He knows more about television than just about anybody. He should. Chris directs new technology training at Tweeter and has some great reasons why you should buy your flat panel high def TV from them.
One, when you have the latest technology, you have to know your stuff. There's no faking it. Our experts really know HDTV, so we'll make sure you get the right one. Two, we want you to have a system that works for you. So we come to your home, no charge. Design your system, free. And install it right the first time. After all, we're the home entertainment experts. Three, you'll deal with one person every step of the way. This job is to sell you the right stuff, make sure you know how to work it, and keep you happy. Service, if you ever need it, here's where you really appreciate Tweeter. Oh, one more thing. Now through Memorial Day, save up to $3,000 on some of our best big screen and plasma TVs. No money down, no interest, and no payments until September 2006. Tweeter, we can untangle your mind.
Our 12-year-old wants a pool party for her birthday. Guest list 30, patio furniture 0.
Seize the summer. You can this Memorial Day weekend at the Home Depot. Because right now you'll get no payments, no interest for 12 months on store-wide purchases of $299 or more when you use your Home Depot or Expo consumer credit card.
You know that guy in the neighborhood who's always grilling out and it always smells so good? I want to be that guy.
Now's your chance because through Memorial Day, find special buys like an Aussie Walkabout grill for only $29. Plus, get free assembly on grill purchases of $119 or more. Find all the essentials of summer, all at guaranteed low prices. But hurry, these offers end Monday. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Credit offer valid through 5/30/05 at U.S. Home Depot stores and Expo Design Center. Subject to credit approval, additional terms apply. Finance charges accrue if not paid within promotional period. Maximum APR 21%, minimum finance charge $1. Offer not valid with a Home Depot Rewards MasterCard. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Eric. I'm a baggage handler for Independence Air, and women love me. Not because I'm handsome and a wonderful guy, although I certainly am, but because I always deliver that one very, very important bag. You know the one I'm talking about. That one bag with the stuff that you have to have or you'll die. Ladies, I'm your man. If you fly Independence Air, that bag is going to be there when you arrive, or your one-way fare is on us. We call it the Happy Bags Delivery Promise. This is Eric for Independence Air. Have a nice flight. And remember, I know how to treat a woman.
Low fares, tender loving service, and the Happy Bags Delivery Promise. Independence Air. Book now at flyeye.com.
With our Happy Bags Delivery Promise, if your bag does not arrive at your destination within a reasonable time, eligible paying customers through December 31st, 2005 receive one-way fare credit valid for future travel on Independence Air for 1 year. Go to flyeye.com for restrictions and details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older. The Happy Bags Promise is void where prohibited.
A few thoughts about monopolies, cash cows, and low-cost leads. For years, the phone companies had a virtual monopoly over Yellow Pages advertising. This has allowed them to impose steep annual rate increases. Over time, their directory business has become a nice, fat cash cow. But at Yellow Book, we think we have a better way. For example, across the country, a full-page ad in Yellow Book Yellow Pages is generally about half the cost of the same-size ad in a phone company directory. At Yellow Book, all we do is publish great directories, so we're able to keep our costs down and produce low-cost leads to power your business, which has helped create many thousands of success stories for small businesses just like yours. After all, we wouldn't be in 43 states with a circulation of 82 million if we weren't producing quality low-cost leads. So why keep getting milked by the phone company? Call us at 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
You've never seen savings like these. And at Coons, we've got your Toyota. These are the final 3 days for our biggest Memorial Day savings ever at Coons Tyson's Toyota. Hi, I'm Crystal Coons. Choose from hundreds of new 05 Coons Toyota Corollas and Camrys, all now up to $4,000 off. Camrys from only $14,900, Corollas from only $11,900. Or how about hundreds of new 05 Highlanders and Siennas, all up to $6,000 off, both starting from only $20,000. Tundras from only $14,900, RAV4s from only $19,400. Even the 60-mile-per-gallon Toyota Prius, now priced from only $21,900. Sequoias, 4Runners, Tacomas, over 2,000 Coons Toyotas available to choose from, all now up to $8,000 off MSRP. Three final days at one of the top 10 Toyota dealers in the nation, Coons Tyson's Toyota. Or save online at Coons.com. Prices include all manufacturers' incentives, plus tax, tax, and processing. See our ad in the post for details. Coons Tyson's Toyota. We're gonna wow ya.
This summer, these friends went to this beach house for one amazing week. They brought this food, this music, and these beers. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight, which they used to toast Dave for entering this contest. The Rock Summer Hideaway Sweepstakes with Spike TV. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight want to make your summer by giving you and your friends the chance to win a week's stay at one of 33 beach houses. Look for details wherever you buy Rolling Rock or Rock Greenlight, or go to rollingrock.com and enter online. 33 houses, two great beers, one amazing summer. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight, free flowing. No purchase necessary. Starts May 16th and ends July 15th. Open to legal residents 21 or older of 50 U.S. states and District of Columbia, excluding California. For full official rules, visit rollingrock.com. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Always enjoy responsibly.
The following is a special Memorial Day public notice to all new import buyers. Through this Monday, the D.C. metro area's largest volume Honda dealer, Tyson's Corner Honda, will offer the year's lowest prices on the area's largest inventory of new Hondas. Through this Monday, manufacturers invoice prices on new 2005 Pilots, Accords, CRVs, and Civics, and remaining 2004s will be disregarded. Instead, prices are marked so low, Honda Motors will not allow them to be advertised to prevent unfair competitive advantage. This event will feature over 1,200 new Hondas from the D.C. metro area's number one Honda dealer. In addition, qualified buyers get 1.9% financing. Convenient from anywhere in the D.C. metro area. Drive a little and save big. Only through this Monday at the Public Distribution Center. Rosenthal Honda, the new state-of-the-art facility on Route 7 and Tyson's Corner.
Rosenthal Honda, located off 495 exit 47A in Tyson's Corner.
Boy, there are so many great singular phones to pick from.
Hey, what about the Sony Ericsson Z500? It comes with free Star Wars extras, ringtones, graphics, video clip, games ammo.
Cool.
And the most exciting part of all, two free tickets to see Star Wars Episode 3. And you can only get it at Singular.
Well, I like the Star Wars movies, but I'm not a super fan.
Oh, yeah? Finish this name. R2?
D2.
If I were to describe a tall, hairy thing, I'd be describing...
Chewbacca, or my husband.
See? You are a fan.
Okay, I'm a fan, so what?
So get downloads from all six movies while they last. Just check out Singular.com/Star Wars Online or your phone's wireless internet.
Cool. Do you think they'll have pictures of Anakin in leather pants?
Well, the new movie will have him in leather pants for sure. Let's use your two free tickets.
Sorry, I have to take Chewbacca. I mean my husband.
Mobilize the force with the Sony Ericsson Z500 for just $49.99 after rebate card. And get two free tickets to see Star Wars Episode 3. Singular, raising the bar.
Restrictions and other monthly charges apply to your service agreement. Required price before $30 mail-in rebate card is $79.99. Tickets redeemable online. Visit singular.com/Star Wars or store for details.
This Memorial Day weekend, come to Lowe's and get your summer project started with great values. Now's the perfect time to express yourself with color inside your home and out. Save $5 on every gallon of our best quality interior and exterior paint, including American Tradition, Signature Colors, and Olympic. To help you get the job done, Lowe's is taking $20 off a Werner 8-foot fiberglass step ladder. Now only $69. What's more, for your concrete projects, every 50-pound bag of Quikrete concrete mix is now only $1.59. And no matter what your project, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more now through May 30th, 2005. You see, nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So hurry to Lowe's today, where improving home improvement never ends. See store for details. Some exclusions apply to paint offer ends 6/8. Werner and Quikrete offer ends 5/30.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last damn time I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record dying.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even tastier than a nice gay mocha. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And I'm jumping right back into the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike had an opportunity to speak to Les Moonves one day, and did it go well? Let's find out on the best of Don and Mike.
He is the president of CBS.
of Viacom, and that's right, he had the stones to fire those people from CSI, but they came crawling back.
Yeah, we're going to ask him about that.
Here now is Les Moonves, president of CBS. Hey, Les.
Les, how are you doing, guys?
How's it going? How are things at the top of the heap?
Things are fabulous up here. The oxygen is very thin, but everything is good.
Rarefied air. Okay, we know that your time is very important. And if we
exactly.
Are...
I got to make money for Viacom so our stock goes up.
All right.
So, you know, because you guys aren't doing enough to contribute to that.
That's what, well, we're working hard every day. So
I know you are.
Here is
you
what
are.
We want to ask you about Sir Les Moonves, who is our the new Mel. He's the president of Infinity Radio, the president of CBS, president of Viacom. How do you feel, may we ask you on the record, as president of CBS, about the brutal treating of Mike Wallace?
People in New York should be very, very afraid that Mike Wallace is out on bail and on the streets, you know, terrorizing other police commissioners, you know. I think Mike handled himself. I thought it was very funny when he said, you know, his line. He said, this guy, this policeman, or whatever he is, said, I lunged after him. I can't even lunge into bed.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's amazing. Mike Wallace is current age
86 years old.
86.
Wow.
And he was simply getting his meatloaf.
And he was getting his meatloaf.
Let's move on now to your superb, masterful handling of that troublesome CSI cast. You know, because let's face it, that show is Billy Peterson. And
I like it when you use the showbiz name.
And Mark, that's the show right there. So you've got, George Eads, Evil Knievel.
Right.
And, Georgia Letterman Teeth Fox coming to you and holding out. You play hardball with them.
Oh, masterful performance.
How did you get your CSI stars back in?
Well, they claim, and I want to stick to their story, that it was all a misunderstanding, you know, when George Eads said he overslept by 3.5 hours on the first day of work.
Right.
So, you know, this has sort of been a common practice that's been going on, that people feel like if they don't show up, they'll automatically get more and more money. And I thought it was important that we put our foot down and basically say, you know what, guys, we have an existing contract. You know, there's a piece of paper here that says you agree to work for however long, 5-6 years. And I, you know, it can't be one way. In other words, if I decide that Georgia, that I want to fire you, I have to pay you off. I have to pay you off. I can't just fire you, you know, and contract's a contract. So when we basically said when they didn't show up for work and there was that problem, we said, okay, you're off the show, and then we got it all straightened out.
Now, so, I guess that takes care of our idea about having a couple of sick days next week.
I don't think it could be a good idea.
So George Eads did not get a raise. Did you buy him an alarm clock? Did you buy him any?
I did not, but my guess is that, you know, he will get a better alarm clock in the future.
No.
Evidently, he set the clock for 5 p.m. instead of 5 a.m.
That'll do it.
Let me ask you about, I'm reading in the ratings last week, and I see that CBS, of course, wins the week, and it's like they got all the winning time slots. And now you have the crappy Olympics coming up on NBC that nobody's going to watch. Can you guys turn this into a big turnaround for Letterman, who's catching up on Leno? And Letterman's rap used to be, well, nobody watches CBS.
Well, right. Well, you know what? It's changed a lot, and Letterman's ratings are increasing on Leno, and it's doing a lot better. And by the way, a lot of it does have to do with having better shows on at 10 o'clock. In other words, right now we have CSI Miami on Monday, and Without a Trace on Thursday at 10 o'clock, which are both doing extremely well, and that boosted Letterman's ratings on those nights. And now we're adding another CSI,
right.
CSI New York on Wednesday at 10. So that should help him a great deal. I mean, we had a great year, and we're having a great summer. I mean, last week we had 8 of the top 10 shows.
Wow. So. And do you feel that Mr. Letterman has mellowed since he's become a daddy?
My relationship personally and his relationship with the network has never been better, not even close.
That's great.
And it really is. It's terrific.
Last thing I want to ask you, I know, yeah, everybody knows you date Julie Chen, and she's on Big Brother, and she's on this on the morning show. Please don't be offended.
Okay.
She is so hot always, especially on the live
Thursday night Big Brothers,
mm-hmm.
when she's out there in Los Angeles doing the eviction.
Oh, that dress.
Now, last week, I commented that she had on, she's an attractive woman. You know this. You live with her.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going into job threatening territory.
You're treading in very dangerous waters here, young man. You are treading in very dangerous waters. I will not talk about my personal life or about Julie Jen.
No. It's not your personal life or hers, but the fact that you are dating and that she had a wonderful outfit on. What I'm wondering is, what is it? Won't you give the girl the morning off the next morning? Here's the deal. She works on the morning show, right?
Okay. What else do you want to talk about while you have me on the line?
Okay, let's move on.
I was just wondering why.
To the next subject.
I was just wondering, sir,
how's your summer going?
My summer's terrific. I'm having a great summer.
Like tonight.
You know, it's great to be here. I'm in sunny California now. I go back and forth between New York and Los Angeles.
How much
life's
sleep?
Good.
How much sleep is she supposed to get tonight?
Hey, stop it!
I told you.
Stop it!
Do you want me ever coming back again?
He's not going to come back on the show.
I'm not.
It's not your relationship.
No, stop!
Okay.
Up.
All right, okay, enough. I won't. I won't. Okay.
What else do you want to know?
How are you pleased with the Don and Mike show's performance?
I think you guys are spectacular.
There we go.
I love your ratings. I love the quality of your programming.
Wonderful.
And just keep up the good work, guys.
And all right, then I won't ask you anything else about that. But let me just say, I'm a big fan of hers. And
it was nice talking to you, and I'll
hold
talk
on
to you again.
Hold
go,
on, Leslie.
Goodbye, guys.
Thank you very much.
Jesus. Come on, you're not really concerned about that, are you?
No, not at all.
He's a
not at all Charles Bronson.
He's a public figure.
Yeah.
My question was a legitimate one, I thought.
Yes.
The turnaround for whether it's his girlfriend or not.
Right.
She has to be on a live show tonight.
Right.
And then she's got to, like, get 3 hours
live
of sleep.
Show in the morning.
And he puts her on a live show in the morning.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
I mean, you would think the boss's girlfriend could get a better deal than that.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a chance to say that.
Yeah, I know you didn't. Yeah.
He's funny. He's funny in the show business.
He is funny. And I think he'll come back on the show.
No,
I'm reasonably certain he will.
I think he will.
That's right.
Rob, now what are you loading in the train wreck thing? I don't think that was a train wreck.
No.
He's in showbiz. He's the president of CBS.
Now, you know what's nice? Nice having that Beth Ann McBride out there right now. She'll make everything better.
Oh, he's not mad. Guarantee he was doing shtick. I guarantee that shtick. I was just his name. I did my 10 minutes on your dumb show. This is my way to get out of it.
Right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So call his girl. Come on. What was so really? Will everybody tell me what I said that was so bad?
Well, you know, he asked you to stop. And a true Don Geronimo style, you didn't.
Yeah. Come on, I didn't get the graphic or explicit.
Nothing happened, and I think it's fine. We want him to come back on the show.
Sure we do. And we also want him not to fire us. And I don't think he's going to fire us. Everybody stop looking at me like that. This guy asked him about his girlfriend.
That's right. You stopped.
Who's on TV?
You stopped, and I screamed. And it worked out well.
All right. Listen, call back and tell this girl that
we liked having him on the show, and everything's fine.
Oh, and listen, how show busy is this? Send him some of our golf balls.
Yes.
Okay.
Send us some of those Pro V1s and say we enjoyed having him on the show.
That's brilliant. Send half a dozen.
You can take the temperature of the situation, can't you, Beth Ann?
Yeah. Did you want me to call back now?
Yes.
Of course.
Come on. Listen, the guy's not really pissed. I mean,
he did hang up.
Yeah, he did. That's what a guy who is funny does.
Oh, okay.
Duh. He used to be an actor.
That's right. Your job.
True.
This is when you save us.
Okay, let me hang up and get to saving.
Okay, there's nothing to save. He's
okay,
cool.
Okay, well, I was going to call her back, and it's not the normal girl. His other assistant is on vacation.
All right, well, call the girl back and say, hey, we had a great time with him. And then if he says something like, you know, those guys are dead, then we know that we're in trouble. But
absolutely.
He's not going to say that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Goodness
sake.
No, I mean, this is, you know, this is when we need that help, please.
Please? Mike, we're okay.
Please, okay?
Okay. There you go. That was Leslie Moonves.
Yeah.
He's the president of CBS. He's been on our show a couple of times.
I have the MASH theme playing in my head again.
What? Suicide is painless.
Yes.
We got a break.
I'm just thinking about, spending the night with Rob Griffey.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is there something missing in your life?
Ever make it with a chick?
Is there something you haven't accomplished?
You ever make out with your sister?
Something you wanted but were afraid to ask?
If we want to have a party somewhere, would you and your sister come and make out with each other?
Don't be embarrassed. We know what you're going through.
And I ended up taking my shirt off, and one thing led to another.
And we're here to help.
We kiss.
And touch.
There is some touching.
Howard Stern. Mornings on 106.7 WJFK.
A very long line of brake lights out by 95, about a 30-mile back up there, leaving DeBelkley heading all the way into Fredericksburg. You'll find delays off and on through that stretch. It is the JCPenney Memorial Day sale going on now. Save 20 to 60% throughout the store, including 50% off all sandals for the entire family. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Did your kid bring home his school's grades? Not his school grades, his school's grades. How does your kid's school compare with the over 1,300 public schools evaluated in the school guide? Find out on WashingtonPost.com. We live here.
We hold two titles in this town. First, more diamonds in one place than any one place in Washington. Second, price. And not merely more diamonds, finer diamonds, certified diamonds. Others may have a handful for you to see. We have 8,000 and over 1,200 ideal cut diamonds from half a carat to 5 carats. The Charleston Alexander price is our importer's price, usually about half. We go to the diamond cutting centers of the world to get it. There is no other way. Price is a big title to hold. When it comes to diamonds, price matters. And if there was a third title, for loving diamonds, we'd hold that, too. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. If you're looking for a diamond, we're the hardest place not to go. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 703-931-6200. 703-931-6200. And now, open Sundays.
Memorial Day weekend is traditionally one of the biggest times to buy a new car. Only this year, College Park Honda says, don't. Because this year, only at College Park Honda, you can win that new Honda. That's right. Everyone who walks through our new showroom doors now through Monday has a chance to win a brand new Honda. And when you come, you'll see Memorial Day prices so low, you'll think it's the next best thing to getting your new car for free. Either way, you're going to drive home a winner. So check out our huge selection. Save thousands on the price and thousands more with our low 1.9% financing. Or you might pay nothing at all. Because everyone's got a chance to win a new Honda. Between now and Monday, might as well be you. Only at College Park Honda. Easy to find on Route 1, just a mile south of the Beltway. Exit 25B. Easy to call at 301-441-2900. And easy to serve at collegeparkhonda.com.
Licensed drivers 18 and over. No purchase and no participation in any sales promotion is necessary to enter and win. Ends Monday, May 30th. Call College Park Honda for details.
All right, why is it kids get rewarded for doing everyday things and adults don't? Like, kids get a prize just for opening a cereal box? So why shouldn't adults get a prize for, like, opening a jar of pickles? And if kids can get a lollipop just for showing up to the doctor's office, shouldn't adults get rewarded for showing up to the gym? I mean, where's the prize for doing grown-up things, like picking up the dry cleaning or buying lactose-free soy milk?
Get rewarded with Visa Extras, the program that rewards you for doing everyday stuff like shopping with your Visa check card. Just enroll, sign for qualifying purchases, and start racking up points toward rewards like movie passes, airline tickets, and everything in between. Visit Visa.com/extras or call 1-800-960-8472 to enroll. Visa Extras, your Visa check card just got more rewarding.
Only qualifying purchases are eligible for points, and qualifying purchases does not include PIN-based and ATM transactions and payments made for certain gift cards, travelers, checks, or money orders. Other exclusions apply. Not all Visa cards are eligible to participate. A program fee may apply. Points are good for 36 months.
It's Douglas Martin Chevrolet's Memorial 500 Savings Event. 500 cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs, including used, all marked down with savings up to $12,000. If it's on Dudley Martin Chevrolet's lot, it's priced to move. Dudley Martin Chevrolet cars like the all-new Cobalt, Aveo, Malibu with savings up to $6,000. Chevrolet's best-selling cars with over 35 miles per gallon highway and savings up to $6,000. Silverado pickups, Suburbans, Tahoes, and the all-new Equinox with savings up to $12,000. That's right, $12,000. Plus, during Dudley Martin Chevrolet's Memorial 500 Savings Event, you can buy with zero down and make no payments until August with approved credit. Dudley Martin Chevrolet will be open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day. the biggest savings event of the year at Dudley Martin Chevrolet on Route 234, just 1 mile off Route 66 in Manassas, Virginia. Turn the key and start an American revolution.
Kick off your summer with tremendous savings on fine home furnishings during the Memorial Weekend sale at Value City Furniture.
We've brought in hundreds of truckloads just for this special event, so our showrooms are packed with special purchases.
Choose from thousands of two-piece decorator living rooms, starting at just $4.99 for a full-size sofa and matching love seat.
Three-piece bedrooms with dresser, mirror, and fold-to-queen headboard start at just $1.99.
Three-piece all-wood dinettes from only $69.
Plus, get tremendous savings on Italian leather, luxurious micro suede, reclining sofas, and more.
Save up to $300 off our everyday low prices on Simmons Beauty Rest mattresses. And while they last, pick up a four-drawer chest in your choice of colors for just $29.
Buy now and get express delivery to your home within a three-hour delivery window.
Don't miss the gigantic Memorial Weekend sale through 6 p.m. Monday at Value City Furniture. You just can't do any better.
And to see all our great furnishings from the comfort of home, visit us on the web at vcf.com.
Meet Chris. He knows more about television than just about anybody. He should. Chris directs new technology training at Tweeter and has some great reasons why you should buy your flat panel high def TV from them.
One, when you have the latest technology, you have to know your stuff. There's no faking it. Our experts really know HD TV, so we'll make sure you get the right one. Two, we want you to have a system that works for you. So we come to your home, no charge. Design your system, free. And install it right the first time. After all, we're the home entertainment experts. Three, you'll deal with one person every step of the way, whose job it is to sell you the right stuff, make sure you know how to work it, and keep you happy. Service, if you ever need it, here's where you really appreciate Tweeter. Oh, one more thing. Now through Memorial Day, save up to $3,000 on some of our best big screen and plasma TVs. No money down, no interest, and no payments until September 2006. Tweeter. We can untangle your mind.
Day 4:30 to 7 p.m. And that's also time for D&B Power Hour. D&B Power Hour means all the video games you can squeeze into 1 hour for just $10. And at Dave & Buster's, that's a lot of games. And Happy Hour, well, you know what that means. Happy Hour, D&B Power Hour, every afternoon, same time. Coincidence? You decide. Get happy at Dave & Buster's, White Flint Mall in Bethesda.
106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. And I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the jokes stop now.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this Friday afternoon, Memorial Day weekend, all set for a three-day weekend. I hope you're enjoying the show whilst you sit in traffic. From what I hear from the traffic reports, I don't often listen to the traffic reports that much, but I can tell that you're in a 30-mile backup here in Virginia going down to Richmond on 95. Now, to the rest of the country, that means very little. So let's just get right back into the best of Don and Mike. I played some Elvis there again because it's an Elvis phone scan on the best of Don and Mike.
And Mike, off in the distance, I think I see the two whirly birds. Or is it just one this time?
They're coming in on one, Don, and they must be sitting on one side because it's kind of lilting to the left. Yeah, that's the helicopter.
There it is. And it's time for the phone scan. E to E.
Elvis to Elvis.
Hey, man. Are we going to land this baby?
Hey, I'll put that down on the field next to the radio station, man.
All right, let's land this. Land this chopper.
We got the phone calls. Phone calls
land
to take, man.
Land the chopper.
There you go, Jack.
Thank you very much. Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm EAP.
And I'm Elvis Aaron Presley. It's great to be here on what they like to call a phone scan.
Not really sure what this is. We'll take these calls, though.
Take calls, you fool.
Right now. Hello, this is E to E.
E to E.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello, young man. What can we do for you?
There is a positive electricity that is running through your studio today that I find electrifying, but nobody can contain his glee more than the boy.
You're doing some kind of Elvis impersonation.
What are you doing? Come on now, get off
the phone,
serious,
Jack.
Serious inquiries only, please.
I will tell you, I feel energy surging through my body.
I've just had 24 cookies and 8 scoops of ice cream.
Hey, Elvis?
Yes, he.
I'm planning to take a nap later. Will you wake me up and feed me a cherry pie?
With my hands, of course, he.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello, E to E.
This is the Don and Mike Show, E to E.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Oh, great. Greetings from Wichita, home of Poopy McDonald's. Are you going to play the tape of the Diamond Ring?
I don't understand what he's talking about when he says,
look at that son of a bitch.
Poopy McDonald's.
Are we going to play what tape?
The tape where he talks about Priscilla's Diamond Ring. Look at that son of a bitch.
If we have time, we will get to that, sir.
Absolutely, sir. What else can we do for you?
I will see you later at Constipation Wendy's.
Freedom from constipation.
Right, not to be confused with Poopoo McDonald's.
I say I'm starting to get minorly agitated, Jack. These people, Jack, trying to do impressions of Elvis.
Hello, telephone line.
Just waiting.
E to E.
Yes, hello.
Good day to you both.
Right.
Just wondering, did you ever meet Michael Jackson?
I met that freak.
Did you ever, because I'm just wondering if you were insulted by the fact that he took your pickup message. That girl that you got drunk with the codeine and the champagne glasses.
Yeah.
Didn't he kind of do the same thing with the
he called it Jesus
champagne?
Juice. He called it Jesus juice.
And yeah, but we're not involved with that kind of thing,
Jack. I will tell you the difference. Elvis, either me or my twin brother, EAP, we did have young girls up to drink codeine out of champagne.
Yeah,
juice.
I just want to distance ourselves from that sick crap that's going on right now. I'm just going to tell you right now,
we're not kid touchers.
We would have people go down to the gates. And they get girls for us, and then we photograph them.
We are not kid touchers unless they were
two-way mirror.
Unless they were girls.
I find it strange you don't keep in touch with your son-in-law. Keep in mind, he was married to Lisa Marie.
Oh, you mean Nicolas Cage?
No, honey. Ooh. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson was also married to
Lisa Marie. Oh, that is
Lisa Marie. So that makes him your son-in-law.
I'm sorry, we just cramped up there. We had a cranial cramp there.
Hello, this is the E2E phone scam.
You are dead. It's
you
okay.
You are correct, old big-headed one.
Hello.
All the ladies are jealous of my long nails.
Oh, that is Major Bill Smith. He is a man who claimed he knew us. He never actually knew us.
No, of course, we were
dead.
Didn't
know much.
We were dead a long time before he started lying to people, that cheap carny.
Hello. This is the Don and Mike Show E2E phone scan.
Hello, Jack. How are you? Where are you phoning from, Jack?
What's happening, you freak?
Hello.
Hello.
Speak
Hello.
To us.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, did you know you can get the absinthe in Canada now?
I've never sampled that. I'd like to try that, though, if you'd like it.
I believe it is something that is illegal. And as you know, I'm a federal narcotics agent, and I would not want to be involved with anything like that.
We would not consume anything illegal. We are federal officers. You got that, Jack?
Stop that plane.
My boy.
Stop that plane. Women are getting all buttery.
Buttery, man. Don't do that. I'll tell you, Jack, that makes me angry.
Hello, phone scan.
I look at my badges.
Hello, phone scan.
Hello. Yeah.
Look at all the babies we've killed.
Where are you phoning us from today, Jack?
Hello.
Yeah, what's... Hello, dumbass. This is EAP.
You having trouble hearing us, Jack?
I didn't know if I was on the air or not.
Of course you didn't. Well, why don't you pay attention, Jack?
What would you like to say?
I just want...
You know what I just did, E?
You hung up on
him? I hung up on him.
Hey, are you lonesome tonight?
Plus tax. Hello, phone scan.
E.
Speaking?
Right here.
I was wondering if the two of you ever experienced Destiny Bravo Lingus with one another.
Sorry, we got to run, Grease Man.
I must say I find the comedy of Doug Track to be untimely.
I think that's just not good stuff, Jack.
I did enjoy him, however, it's Dr. Chip Bandwidth.
He was fantastic on that infomercial.
Hello, phone scam.
Elvis, my brother.
Is nobody going to ask us about today's hottest current events, such as Alien versus Predator, or that's perhaps the Olympics.
Man, it's a great movie, Jack. I'm ready to shut down the theater and go enjoy that myself.
No. My question is in regard to why Elvis chose so many other drugs, but not the Mary Jane.
Marijuana.
I want to tell you something. I will speak now from experience as Elvis Presley.
I will too. Also, I'd like to make a statement.
I do not do drugs. Drugs are for bad people. The drugs that I took were drugs to help me feel better.
You're right, Ian. I should point out that everything that we took, Jack, was prescribed to us by Dr. Nick. These were medical necessities.
I want to tell you, the Beatles smoke pot, Jack.
That's what they do.
Look where they are today. Look where they are. Look where we are.
We are both...
Okay, maybe that's a bad example. I did not take hippie drugs, though.
We are both federal narcotics officers, so we would not take anything illegal. But we would take plenty of excuse me, Jack, I'm speaking to you.
No hippie drugs.
I'm listening, but I just thought that Buzz could share some of his wisdom in on the subject.
I wish you would speak like E and tell this guy to get bent.
Man, we don't do the hippie drugs. It's the best it's going to get.
What? Hello.
That was wrong, Jack. Buzz does not share the love of E to E.
No, I love the bit. I'm just not an impression.
Hello there. Neither am I, Buzz. Hello.
And in this case, neither am I, Jack.
Hello, phone scan.
Is it as hot and sticky in that pine box of which you now reside as it was in the back of that limo?
Man, can Hawaii get sticky?
It's a hot time. It's a hot time in the coffin.
It is, Jack.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky?
It's a hot time in Florida.
Hello.
Let me say something, Jack. That paunch is a bulletproof vest.
All right.
Hello, this is the Donna Mike Show. Where are my deodorant pills?
Oh, take them right now and you sponge off.
Hello.
I'm digging in my foot right now.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get something good for that.
That pleases me greatly. Hello, phone scan.
Hello, Elvis
come on.
Presley.
Come on. Speak.
Hello, E.
Speak, you fool.
Come on, fool.
Hello, E.
Come on now, you fool. You said hello, E, for the second time.
All right. My mama's birthday is the same as yours. Will you buy her a caddy?
A Cadillac?
I'll buy her a Cadillac.
You come down here, I'll throw you the keys, Jack.
I'm only buying a Cadillac for my dad.
1959 Cadillac for you, Jack.
I'm getting away from the bit right now. I'm being a little me right there.
Hey, that's right.
My real daddy is out there. Don't forget, daddy, a caddy for my daddy.
I hope daddy can call to get a real Cadillac.
Hello. Phone scam.
Yes, what do you both think about when you use a tube sock like famous disc jockey Don Geronimo?
I believe you're asking something of a sexual nature, and that's it's a good thing you've hung up.
Because that's forbidden. We would disqualify.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
I have a cramp.
Oh,
I have a cramp right now. I'm getting a cramp.
What kind of cramp, you fool?
I believe it's a cramp from inactivity.
Oh, dear. Oh.
In my right, apparently my entire right side, I'm getting a cramp.
Has cramped up.
I'm cramping up.
Hey, man.
Where are my cramp pills?
Hey, Red Lamar, get him a cherry pie.
Or get him some peas.
Where are my TV glasses?
Here
Hello.
We go. Get him a fool's loaf.
Phone's scam.
You fool.
Hello.
Hello.
Elvis to Elvis.
Hey, darling.
Darling. Hey, darling.
Hi. I just want to thank you. You have given us another reason to celebrate Elvis.
Thank you, baby.
You're goddamn right, honey.
We got up this morning and had hot fudge sundaes, my children and I, for breakfast. We had peanut butter and banana sandwiches and hamburgers for lunch.
Oh,
and
man.
I think we're going to have bacon, mashed potatoes, and peas for dinner.
You know, you'd like to come over to the studio. We give you some cough syrup.
Well, that
eat
would
with
be
your
tough.
Hands.
I'm calling from California. But
oh, California.
California, do I like it out there? When I go out there, I've got my box, my cigar box that I bring with me.
Why don't you come over to our Bel Air...
My iPads.
Why don't you come over to our Bel Air mansion? We'll introduce you to Scatter.
I would love to. You would not believe who used to live next door to us. Nude Elvis.
Elvis.
I have bad news for you, EAP.
Yeah, what's that, EAP?
Scatter the monkey is dead, regretfully.
Oh, ow, I just twisted violently, man. Look at my bed sores.
I
should get some good stuff for that.
I'm still cramping. Hello. Donna Mike Show, E to E.
EAP.
Right.
Julia Childs is dead, my boys, and she made the best goddamn fool's gold in the world.
Oh, yes. Julia Child would hollow out that warm bread, put in peanut butter and jelly and 1 pound of bacon.
But what a pig that woman was.
Use
Hello.
French bread.
Hello. Phone scam.
Unlike us, E. We are not pigs. As we eat in bed with our hands.
Speak for yourself.
I'd like 8 scoops of ice cream and 24 cookies. I'm still not sated.
Oink, oink, Jack.
Oink, oink here.
And oink, oink there. Hello, this is the phone scan.
Hey, fellas, just wondering if you like John Peter Lewis.
John Peter Lewis, something. American Idol.
I want to say that's a talented... handsome young man.
I'm a fan of that John Stevens boy. I like those redheads. I enjoy that, especially
Ann
Margaret.
Like, who I don't like is that commie faggot that's the host of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've put in a call to Dick Nixon to say, I want you to watch out for this Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, there is a friend of mine, John O'Grady. He has been studying Ryan Seacrest. And it will fascinate you. It is a conspiracy. I believe he is a commie.
I called Hoover, and I said, first, let's watch John Lennon.
Uh-huh.
And now, please watch John Peter Lewis and John Stevens.
And, Mike, I would tell you right now that Ryan Seacrest is a communist. I know that because I have an extensive collection of badges.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scan.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I need some Dristan.
Me too.
All right, thank you for nothing.
This is the phone scam. Do they do this on their show every day?
They do, and
idiotic,
much the same way you're doing it now.
Idiotic calls from people who have no real purpose to call the radio show.
Just be as patient as you can, I tell you, this is going great.
Hello?
Hello?
Man, am I constipated.
I'll give you some Phenamin gummy.
I'm cramping, I'm constipated.
Well, man, you need some liquid Demerol is what you need.
Hello, phone scam.
Where's my attack?
What can we do for you?
Oh, I was wondering if you had met a young boy named Charlie.
A young boy named Charlie?
Charlie Stewing Steblack.
He's not a young boy, he's an old man.
He's 63, Jack.
He changed me today.
Is he 62 or 63, Rob?
64.
He'll be 64.
All I know is he changes a mean bed sheet.
Yes, he does, man.
Hello?
Wrap me in it.
Phone scan.
Hello, James. Can you just check in today? How are you?
Pardon me?
Come again?
Boys, I think it's Keith Richards on the line.
Oh,
too.
Keith Richards.
Hello, Keith.
Hey, this is Keith.
Yeah, the Richards.
This is Don and Mike.
How you doing, Keith?
I would say he's in bad shape.
Not so good.
What's the matter, Keith Richards?
I can't feel the right side of my face anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm cramping.
It's cramping, yes.
All right. No new material, thank you.
I am cramping always.
Yes, of course, see.
And I think I got the creeping crud.
Oh, I tell you.
And I'm constipated as hell.
Yes, don't sit down.
Careful, Mike.
Sorry about that. I was trying to figure out the way they explain.
Phone scam. I've made a terrible mess of my jumpsuit.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Why did I wear white again?
If only they'd have seen me straining and spotting.
Hello, phone scan.
Is it me?
No, someone else, you goddamn moron. I should come there and rip your tongue out by the roots. Phone scan.
Hey, Edie.
Edie, yeah.
Someone called.
Now, what is
Deion
that?
Sanders is coming to the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, what? What does that strange sound effect mean?
End of time.
End of time.
Well, somebody's going to have to call in our chopper at some point so we can fly on out of here.
Before we go, what did you call to say?
I called to say that Deion Sanders is coming to the Baltimore Ravens.
To do what?
To play ball.
You're kidding, Jack.
You believe that, Jack? Jack?
I saw it on the news.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah?
I don't even know who Deion Sanders is. I've been dead for 27 years. Is he related to Harlan Sanders?
Hello?
Hello? I don't know.
You know, I'd love to give the prize to this guy. He's too friggin' stupid.
This is true. I'll tell you right now, though. Why isn't everyone clamoring for this bid on a weekly basis? That's what I don't understand.
Hello, E2E phone scan.
Yes, I was wondering if EAP, is he now GWB?
Are you calling with a joke?
No, sir.
He's noticed a similarity between the way Elvis sounds and the way George Bush sounds.
This is true.
Thank you for explaining it. It was not good then, it isn't good now.
Look at all my spotting. Look what you have done to mass. You're the last person on this phone scan.
All right. Well, all righty then.
So before we fly away, do let me give you a $25 Tower Records gift card this week at Tower Records.
And then we will wait for the compliments to come in.
All Elvis CDs and DVDs are 25% off at Tower Records.
What a bargain that is.
Everything worth hearing is here. Goodbye, dumbass.
Goodbye.
Enjoy your prize, you fool.
Thanks.
And that's it. Until the next time, I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
And I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
I want to say it's been really great being here on the Don and Mike show today.
Commemorate my death in a nice way.
I'm trying to play the sound effect, Rob. It does not seem to be working. Hold on. There it is.
Oh, no. So long. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Well, they're gone.
They haven't ended up dialing them. Hold on. How come they crashed, but I'm still hearing the helicopter? Hold on. Wait. Should that be on fire?
Wait a minute. I see a couple of people in there. What has happened over there?
The ambulance.
It's an incredible wreck over there.
Boy, I mean, we had a car, flames, and a train. Or a flame.
That's the Elvis do Elvis thing.
That bit gets better and better every year.
It sure do.
There it is. Here comes another flame.
We've got the loose ends that we got to take care of on today's show.
The rescue flame.
What the hell is this? No way. The plane ran into the car.
No, the car hit a pole and then the plane ran into
it. The car ran into the... Now it's all burning. Okay. All right, turn it off. We have one break left in the Elvis is Still Dead show.
Yes.
We can either try karaoke or we can... Now, we're running out of stories here. Mike, I know you wanted the flash bulbs in the pool story.
Yeah, that's a real demonstration of the way the Memphis Mafia used to work.
Mm-hmm. I like more talk about sexually retarded Elvis and Elvis's early colon problems.
Didn't know he had them early.
Yeah, he had a lot of colon problems. And he actually wrote, have we ever talked about his colon book?
Didn't know he had one. I don't think we have.
We got it. Look at that right here. Colon.
Well, that's
book.
A new one then.
Colon book. Have we ever? I don't think we ever read that.
No, that's a good story.
He had a colon. But we'll make it that one. We've never read it before.
Somebody asked Elvis to bring him a book on his colon.
A new story.
It was a sincere curiosity.
You're listening to the Elvis Show, the Elvis Tribute Show. This is the anniversary of the death of the King of Rock and Roll.
Our 27th annual show. Hold on. What else do I got here? Wait a minute. Hold on.
What does it say?
It's not our 27th annual, though.
Yes, it is, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Elvis loves machine guns. Well, we haven't gotten to that.
Hard to resist.
Badass Elvis. Elvis is a badass. Hold on. What is it? Towards the end, it was this. Oh, Elvis dies. What the hell is that?
That's when he dies.
Oh, when he dies. Okay. Well, thanks for the post-it on that one.
Well, I mean, it's a good story.
The autopsy. Okay.
Not a surprise ending.
And I think. Now, do we have more?
Here's a song that we did about two
Yeah, more tapes.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, we got
the
these two.
View. Wait a minute, we haven't done it yet. But I like it. Wait a minute. Whoa.
I need another scarf. I don't like this show.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you something. I mean, just listen. See, I kissed someone here last night, and I caught the creeping crud.
That's every show he ever did. Yeah. It's his shtick.
And if I got it, you're going to get it, okay? Because a whole bunch of us were walking around with the creeping crud. Where'd the guy go with my scarf, man? Come here, Charlie. I'd like to introduce myself, the members of my group. Tom Skewer on the stage, you fool.
These are some names we've never heard before.
Members of my group. My tongue is running right one way away from my mouth now. I can't talk.
Wow!
Wonder why.
Oh, boy. Hold on. Back that one up. I got to hear that one again. You know, every year we have new tapes we've never heard. This is another one we've never heard.
Yeah, Mom, but I'm going to hop in.
Exactly what is he saying here?
I'd like to introduce members of my group. My tongue is running one way away from my mouth now. I can't talk.
Speed. My tongue is wrapped around my mouth.
I can't talk.
Uh-huh. You're right.
First of all, the young ladies that you met on the show tonight.
Wow.
They've been with me too long, for nearly 5 years. I think they're fantastic. They used to be.
Fantastic.
Sweet inspiration. Sweet old inspiration. The gentleman back here. What'd I do? The gentleman back here is one of the finest gospel quartets in the nation.
Quartets
in some parts of Ubangatang, South Africa.
Oh. That's right, man.
Diddy Summer, South Quartet.
You fool.
This is brand new. Business, it's not worth bothering with, really. Just
really.
They just seem not to be known, except what hotel they're staying at. The little girl that does our high voice singing has a reason to do that. Because that's why we hired her to do that. Her name is Kathy
Westmore. What?
I guess you wonder why we laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Because we're silly as hell, that's why. Anyway, I don't know. I'd like to thank my sound guys. You guys have done a good job tonight. Bill Porter, Felton Jarvis, and Bruce Deuce, whatever his name is. The light man, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't turn the lights on. I don't know who he is. He was drunk. But,
That's fantastic.
It's true. You know, I think I wouldn't turn the lights on. So, but anyway, I have a new record out. It's called T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Problem with that.
And it's got a lot of words to it, and if I miss it, Charlie, pick it up. I heard someone out there, I heard somebody say to sing, Trying to Get to You. We haven't done it in a long time, but I'll see if we can remember it. Okay. I've weaved you, somebody. That's out of sight.
That's out of sight. That's fantastic. There's some new, you know, every year we do this goddamn show, and every year we get some bit of tape that we had never heard before.
Those are some really good tapes.
That's fantastic.
Really good tapes, you fool.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show, weeknights after Don and Mike on
106.7 WJFK.
Relatives of the Beltway still a steady flow ride from Telegraph Road to the Wilson Bridge. You'll also find delays from River Road around to the Dallas Toll Road. Looking for the best selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs this Memorial weekend? Check out the area's leading automotive marketplace, the classified section of the Washington Post. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
106.7 WJFK.
Stop by your neighborhood Jiffy Lube to check your car's air conditioner and get your Jiffy Lube signature service oil change. Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
A few thoughts about monopolies, cash cows, and low-cost leads. For years, the phone companies had a virtual monopoly over Yellow Pages advertising. This has allowed them to impose steep annual rate increases. Over time, their directory business has become a nice, fat cash cow. But at Yellow Book, we think we have a better way. For example, across the country, a full-page ad in Yellow Book Yellow Pages is generally about half the cost of the same size ad in a phone company directory. At Yellow Book, all we do is publish great directories, so we're able to keep our costs down and produce low-cost leads to power your business which has helped create many thousands of success stories for small businesses just like yours. After all, we wouldn't be in 43 states with a circulation of 82 million if we weren't producing quality, low-cost leads. So why keep getting milked by the phone company? Call us at 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
If you are listening to this popular radio station right now, our research tells us you are the kind of male and or female, age 6 to 94, who would like to, quote-unquote, do cool stuff online. You wish you could experience features like Comcast High-Speed Internet's Photo Show Deluxe that brings your pictures to life with captions, animation, and music. And our research shows that many of you want a free digital camera, too. So right now, when you sign up for Comcast High-Speed Internet, we'll give you a Philips Funcam digital camera that also works as a webcam. No, we're not kidding. Just sign up, get a free Philips Funcam valued at $79.99, and start using Photo Show Deluxe and all the other cool features included free with your service. Please keep in mind that this is a limited-time offer. Our research indicates that if we don't say that, we'll get sued. Sign up now for $29.99 a month for 12 months and get a free self-install kit. Call 1-888-COMCAST today.
Must activate by 6:15 to receive fund cam. Rates and availability promotion may vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotional period, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Offer good while supplies last. Restrictions and installation fees may apply. Call for pricing and service details.
What do the Subaru Outback and the Subaru Legacy have in common? Well, a lot, actually. Both have symmetrical all-wheel drive standard for traction and control. Both get excellent gas mileage. And both come with one of our biggest incentives ever. That's $1,500 in factory-to-dealer cash savings on select 2005 Subaru Outback and Legacy models until May 31st. The Outback 2.5i also gets better gas mileage than 66 of its rival SUVs. Not to mention that the Legacy 2.5i sedan gets better gas mileage than 54 competing sedans. So, what are you waiting for? Hurry into a Washington, D.C. area Subaru dealer today and see all that the Legacy and Outback have in common. And be sure to come in by May 31st so they still have that $1,500 in factory-to-dealer cash savings in common, too. Think, feel, drive, Subaru. Savings to customer may vary depending on model and dealer participation. Cannot be combined with any other incentives. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2005. Fuel efficiency based on public specifications.
First, this guy at work tells me you got to try this sleep number bet.
What does he know?
Then my friend Freddie tells me his sleep number is 60.
The same as his IQ.
Next, my dentist tells me he's sleeping great at a soft 25, while his wife's at a firm 80.
He's a dentist, not a sleep expert.
Finally, her mother told us she got a sleep number bed by Select Comfort and loves it.
So we got one.
The next day.
And you still haven't thanked her for telling us.
Everybody's talking about the sleep number bed by Select Comfort. No wonder. In clinical studies, 89% of the people who slept on a sleep number bed reported improved sleep quality. Today, over 2 million people have discovered that a sleep number bed is the key to a perfect night's sleep. Isn't it time to find your sleep number? At a Select Comfort store. Select Comfort stores are located in major malls, including Lake Forest Shopping Center, White Marsh Mall, Arundel Mills, and White Flint. A sleep number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort.
I work in IT for the federal government.
I deal with a lot of issues, and none of them are simple.
I don't need order takers. I need problem solvers.
CDWG understands the challenges you face. That's why we have a dedicated account team ready to give advice and respond to your needs.
My budgets are smaller, and my demands are growing.
Deadlines that were tight are tighter.
Missions that were important are critical. CDWG carries technology from 1,200 top brands, so you get the right products for your needs on contracts specific to your agency.
I work in IT for the federal government.
I work hard.
I deliver results.
And I'm looking for someone who does the same for me.
CDWG, the right technology, right away.
The HP ProLiant DL380 rack mount server features two-way Intel Xeon performance and 2U density for enterprise-class uptime and manageability. Visit cdwg.com/soup3 today.
Doing business the right way every day.
Not just great prices and payments, but a real commitment to reduce your cost of vehicle ownership. At Koons Honda, you get huge discounts, financing as low as 1.9% on select Hondas, gas mileage ratings up to 66 miles per gallon, and through the end of May, Koons Honda will extend your warranty by an additional 2 years at no extra charge.
Doing business the right way every day.
That means new Hondas now come with a comprehensive 60-month warranty. And certified used Hondas come with a 24-month warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, plus a free loaner vehicle with major service, $500 in service coupons, and a rain check if we sell out of any advertised vehicle. Reduce your cost of ownership. Drive home a new Honda today from the fastest-growing dealer in the Washington area, Coons Honda.
Doing business the right way.
66 and Route 234 or online at grabthewheel.com.
This summer, these friends went to this beach house for one amazing week. They brought this food, this music, and these beers, Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight, which they used to toast Dave for entering this contest. The Rock Summer Hideaway Sweepstakes with Spike TV. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight want to make your summer by giving you and your friends the chance to win a week's stay at one of 33 beach houses. Look for details wherever you buy Rolling Rock or Rock Greenlight, or go to rollingrock.com and enter online. 33 houses, two great beers, one amazing summer. Rolling Rock and Rock Greenlight, free flowing. No purchase necessary. Starts May 16th and ends July 15th. Open to legal residents 21 or older of 50 U.S. states and District of Columbia, excluding California. For full official rules, visit rollingrock.com. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Always enjoy responsibly.
This Memorial Day weekend, come to Lowe's and get your summer project started with great values. Now's the perfect time to express yourself with color inside your home and out. Save $5 on every gallon of our best quality interior and exterior paint, including American Tradition, Signature Colors, and Olympic. To help you get the job done, Lowe's is taking $20 off a Werner 8-foot fiberglass step ladder. Now only $69. What's more, for your concrete projects, every 50-pound bag of Quikrete concrete mix is now only $1.59. And no matter what your project, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more now through May 30th, 2005. You see, nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So hurry to Lowe's today, where improving home improvement never ends. See store for details. Some exclusions apply to paint offer ends 6/8. Werner and Quikrete offer ends 5/30.
The following is a special Memorial Day public notice to all new import buyers. Through this Monday, the D.C. metro area's largest volume Honda dealer, Tyson's Corner Honda, will offer the year's lowest prices on the area's largest inventory of new Hondas. Through this Monday, manufacturers and prices on new 2005 Pilots, Accords, CRVs, and Civics, and remaining 2004s will be disregarded. Instead, prices are marked so low, Honda Motors will not allow them to be advertised to prevent unfair competitive advantage. This event will feature over 1,200 new Hondas from the D.C. metro area's number one Honda dealer. In addition, qualified buyers get 1.9% financing. Convenient from anywhere in the D.C. metro area. Drive a little and save big. Only through this Monday at the Public Distribution Center, Rosenthal Honda. The new state-of-the-art facility on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner.
Rosenthal Honda, located off 495, exit 47A in Tyson's Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel?
You guys suck!
W-J-F-K.
The Don and Mike Show. W-J-F-K.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, actually, it's Joe Artinger with you to shepherd you through your afternoon. But Don and Mike will be back Tuesday. Took a long weekend and made it longer, but I'm here with you. And I know you're probably stuck in your car listening to the best of Don and Mike. So let's get right back into it. Sometime back, there was a show called Airline. I believe it was a reality TV show of some sort. And Don and Mike wrangled an interview with a lady named Yolanda. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Now here's Yolanda.
Yolanda, baby.
Yolanda.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, baby. She's on the A&E show Airline. Now, Yolanda has an awful job, if you don't mind me saying, to begin with. She's a customer service manager.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
For an airline.
Southwest
Airlines. And that's an airline, I have to tell you up front, we've not had great experiences with Southwest.
I've never flown on Southwest.
I have a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Not
we
the best.
We did the Vegas one.
What happened?
The Southwest or America West?
It was Southwest.
I think it was Southwest.
It was Southwest. But listen, Yolanda, you don't need to hear this. You
hear this all the time, Yolanda.
You don't need to hear it. Let's talk about... here's the thing. This is a reality show on A&E called Airline.
Right.
And the reason that it has a cult audience, a couple of million people a week, the reason that people dig it is that it portrays the airline many times in a less than flattering light. Now,
this is not a PR thing.
It shows people mm-hmm. being jerks, like the guy who's screaming, you know, I've got to get to Pittsburgh.
The one that I remember is I think they had, weren't there an entire team of kids with some very obnoxious parents?
The BMX bikers.
The BMX bikers, mm-hmm. and the parents were abusive. And I mean, that's where you side with the... you know, with the airline, but you'll also show the ones where you really identify with the passengers and go, oh my God, just cut them a little slack.
Yolanda, why did you agree to do this? Why did Southwest agree to do this?
You know what? I think that Southwest trusts us people. Not that we're perfect, but they trust us to, you know, to try to do the right thing to the best of our ability. So I think they weren't interested in showing a commercial, but hey, this is customer service. This is what it's like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all aspects of customer service, I think, can relate to what we're doing here. And I think they really trusted us.
Yolanda, how can you not hate people? And I mean, take the TV show out of it. You work for a freaking airline and you work as a customer service manager.
Listen, supervisor. You just gave me a promotion. Supervisor. Thank you.
Either way, you deserve it. You must hate people on some level.
Yeah, and I should, before she answers that, I should say, as in Yolanda's position, you are brought in only when someone is really getting obnoxious.
Right.
I mean, normally they'll try to handle it as best they can. When it's over their head, when they can't handle it, you come into the equation. Isn't that correct, Yolanda?
Yes.
So how do you not hate people? At least a little bit.
Oh, no. Sometimes I hate things like weather and things that we can't control. But, you know, we've all gone on trips, and we want to get where we're going. And from that aspect, I understand. And some of us deal with disappointment a little bit different, right?
you're giving us a political answer. You know when you go home and you crack a cold one.
They turn the cameras off when the fighting starts. When I get really angry, they turn the cameras off.
Now, what is the angriest you've ever been at a customer?
I think it'd have to be there was an episode where a passenger was traveling with a shotgun, and before he came to the airport, he had packaged it and taped it shut. I mean, he must have spent an hour probably taping the shotgun shut. Well, when you're traveling with a shotgun on our airline, we need to check to make sure it's not loaded before we put it under the plane.
There you go.
That's right.
And he was infuriated at the fact that we would need to unpackage what he had worked so hard to package. And
his name wasn't Wendell Hall, was it?
But he was very upset, and it was an infringement, and it's things like that where it's so clearly the best thing for everybody involved to have the shotgun inspected, where it's just like, come on, give us a break.
If you could give a percentage of how many of the problems on the airlines are a result of alcohol, what percentage?
Please be giving that a number.
What if you just give us a number. Like, let's put it on percentage.
Is it 20%, 30%, 100%?
Right.
Actually, you know, it's not. To be quite honest with you, I know with the editing and that it looks like I'm dealing with intoxicated passengers constantly,
right.
But it's really a very low percentage.
Oh, it is. That surprises.
Well, then let's just forget for a second that you're even on this show, Airline, which is on the A&E Network Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Okay, there's the plug. Watch the show.
Monday night.
Oh, Monday night. I'm sorry. My apologies. Monday night at 10 o'clock. Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol and people who get boozed up, especially, I'm not talking about on the TV show. How long have you worked for the airline?
Oh, I'm in my 10th year.
10th year.
Wow.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I started when I was 15.
That's a decade of tolerance in my book, a decade of tolerance. When you get someone whose flight has been laid over for whatever reason, you mentioned weather, if it's a problem with the plane, and they drink, and they got the hot, boozy breath coming up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Hey, baby, maybe you don't understand. The board said 4:14. It's now 8:30. Where's... You got the boozy red...
Well, have you done that before?
No, I think we all have it one time or another.
I've seen the master at work.
Yes. Folks, stop it.
Only once.
Only once
you really got mad. And it was in the Dallas airport, and all bets are off there because...
But I didn't get mad at the Dallas airport. I went down into the fetal position and slept.
Yeah, but after that, you got mad.
I got mad at the cab driver.
Oh, you're right.
I have never, ever, like ever gone off on an airline person.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, thank you. Was that Mike or Don that said that?
That's Mike. That's the one I've done. I actually, when I get liquored up, they give me bottles of free wine on airplanes. Because I'm a happy drunk.
Well, I'm sure that I've
And then by the time I get off the plane and get to the cab, that's when I become the angry drunk. Yeah.
Well, as long as you get through the flight and behave.
Sure.
And I'm sure I've done my share of yelling, not boozed up, but been plenty aggravated.
Yeah.
Where you're standing there and you go, you know, what's the freaking problem? Yolanda, if it's not booze. What is the number one thing in people that just pisses you off in your job? If it's not that they come up drunk, what is it?
I think that nowadays people aren't prepared necessarily for the airline experience if they only travel maybe once or twice a year. So they may show up a half hour, 20 minutes prior to flight time and expect to make it through the security checkpoint line and the baggage check-in line. And I think that's challenging. I think that frustrates them the most. But, you know, things have changed a little bit over the years with air travel. You got to allow yourself a little extra time. So I think that's challenging. Because
why don't you serve meals anymore?
We never did.
Now they're one of the originators of the bag of peanuts.
Yes, we've always been the peanut people.
Hey, peanuts better than pretzels.
Boo.
Peanuts are better than pretzels. Mm-hmm. When you really want some food. Yolanda, but the whole
slam a couple pieces of white bread together.
To get a good meal? No, you go to a restaurant, right?
No, but don't you think the whole state of air travel, do you ever see it coming back to where, you know, maybe it'll swing back to
Pleasant.
where customers are get more for their dollars instead of really being squeezed on like cattle and you know, we have to go through security. That's a given. I think that's forever. But as far as the actual act of when you get on the plane, do you ever see it getting more stuff, getting better, getting more creature comforts?
I know that we are looking at a few different things to make our in-flight experience more comfortable and, so we will definitely be competitive in that area and so much as, you know, things like in-flight entertainment and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Before you got this job that you have now, were you a waitress?
No, I have never waited tables.
No. Excuse me. Were you a flight attendant? That's what I meant.
No, I like to fly for fun, not for work.
John calls flight attendants waitresses. Do you think they'd be offended at that?
I think they might.
And frankly, on Southwest, with what I'm hearing, what's the point with being a waitress? I mean, if it's just peanuts and can I tell you one other thing, Yolanda? And then I promise we'll talk about your TV show and everybody wants to call. But here's the thing that just really gives me the red ass.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I'm sitting there. She comes by and she says, "May I get you something to drink?" Uh-huh. And I say, "I'd like a Diet Coke, please." And she comes over with what looks like a kitty-sized cup that's got 5 ice cubes in it, and she pours in maybe 2 ounces of liquid and goes, "There you go," and puts the can back away. And I always feel like a jerk when I say, "Can I have a full can?" And without
question, you want a little more than that, don't you? Say, "I require 48 ounces of fluid."
No, and without question, without fail, I ask for a can, and I get the look. I get the eye roll, and it's like, "Okay, Daddy Warbucks, you've got to have the whole can. Why don't you just give the whole can?"
You know, I can't imagine that happened on our airline. Does it really happen? No.
I swear to God, it did.
It did,
Yolanda.
Oh, my goodness. I apologize on behalf of my entire company.
It happens on other airlines.
Yolanda.
You can have the entire can of soda, I promise.
Yolanda, this is Mike again, and I want to get back to one of my favorite subjects, if you could. Please to answer. On air or off air, in your experience in 10 years with Southwest Airlines, who is the drunkest customer you ever encountered, and what did they do?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a couple. I remember one of the first days here at LAX, because I used to work in a smaller airport in Burbank. But mm-hmm. one of the first days as a supervisor here at LAX, there was just someone passed out in front of the boarding door, and I don't think you can get any more intoxicated than just passed out in front of the gate.
Wow.
So that, yeah, you know, and it's interesting, too, because people drink for different reasons. Some people are nervous flyers, and they figure, oh,
bingo.
Take the edge off if
right.
I just have a couple.
Right, sure.
Forget about it if the flight's delayed, you know, because
sure.
it turns into more.
I don't take the edge off. I sand down the whole table.
You sand down.
So, Yolanda, what is the feeling, Yolanda, if you keep saying that, Yolanda, what is the feeling inside your airline after the show's been on now for a while? It is, as I mentioned, a hit. People watch it, but it's very fair. It makes the customers look like idiots. It makes the airline look like idiots. What's the internal spin on this? When you guys,
how do people feel at the airline about it?
People who work for Southwest.
Well, you know, honestly, when I was first asked to do the show, I thought, they really want to see, they want to watch me do my job. Okay, if you think someone will watch that.
Well, hold on. First, Yolanda, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Do you own a mirror?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's reason one you got the job.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, listen,
that was that Mike or Don?
That's Don. I'm
okay,
sure.
That is my future ex-boyfriend right there.
There you go.
Now, hold on. Listen, I'm sure you're wonderful at being a customer service manager for 10 years for Southwest. But let's face it, Yolanda, you are a handsome woman. And who would want, like, some big 800-pound pimply, always... And,
well, they have that on the show, too.
I know.
Oh,
and
no.
Why is it they've always got the one hand ace bandaged up? And listen, you're a lovely woman. That's all I wanted to say.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that's one of the reasons, besides, you know, your incredible brains and all the other stuff.
Do people like it at the airline? People dig it? Do people dig the show that you guys are all part of this?
They do. It's been really interesting. I think it's blown us all away how successful it is. You know, it's just we never could imagine.
I can't imagine anybody watching this, please don't take this the wrong way, and saying, you know what, darn it, on my next flight, I'm going to make it Southwest.
You have to have heard that before, Yolanda, right?
You know what?
Come on.
Surprisingly enough, the same kinds of issues happen across the board. We've just been brave enough to show it.
So I agree with that.
There are other airlines that are experiencing the same thing.
Or
and
worse.
Our culture and our style and the type of people our company hires allows us to deal with it with a different kind of personality, a different kind of energy that I think it lends itself to walking out a little bit happier than you left. So, you know, things are beyond our control.
Well, it is gutsy. I will give Southwest credit.
Yeah.
It is gutsy to put that on the air.
A question here. Here's Jerry in Baltimore. Jerry.
Hey, Yolanda.
Hi, Jerry.
Thanks for another wonderful reality show to fill my void and empty life.
Wow.
You're very welcome, my friend.
Are you the black woman with the long, curly hair?
I am she.
When you were out searching the unattended bags on the sidewalk,
yes.
And then you finally found, what was the Indian?
I'm not certain. Maybe. I know.
You watched the show with your pants on or off, sir.
Her red lips make me twinkle.
Oh, dear.
I had to
Sorry
hang up
about
on that,
Yolanda. Yeah.
Here's a guy, Kirk in Sacramento, California. Kirk.
Wow. Hey, Yolanda, how you doing?
Hey.
Hi, Kirk.
What's going on?
Not much.
I just want to say thanks to your show. It was a couple weeks ago. It was a Tuesday evening. I flew in on a business trip. It was about 10 p.m. by the time I got to the hotel, and I had a business meeting at 6 a.m. the next morning,
uh-huh.
And they're running a special on your show every half hour. At about 3 in the morning, they finally ended, and I was just going to, I couldn't stop watching it. It was just fascinating TV. Apparently, I didn't know Dawn knew. I was going to say that she is H-O-T hot. And,
Yolanda's a cute, very handsome woman. Yeah.
Very easy on the
eye. Very handsome woman. Why, thank you.
Yeah,
so you didn't sleep through your meeting, did you? I hope not.
Oh, I came in. My eyes were half open the whole time. You know, I was wiping the drool from my chin.
Okay.
But it was worth it. It was good stuff.
You know, I thought we'd get people asking pertinent questions about the airline. All we're getting
Don't worry about that, Yolanda. It was a comic book convention.
It was all of the pervs out there. All right, Yolanda from Southwest Airlines. It's A&E. It's airline. It's on Monday night. Watch her. She has the patience of a saint.
She does, and she was very patient with us during this interview.
And Yolanda, thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for having me anytime.
Okay. Give me that full can of pop, okay?
Absolutely. Put out the memo as we speak.
Way to go.
Really, really, nothing stinks worse. Can I have a Diet Coke? Sure. Here you go. Here's one sip. You know, I might have asked for a juice box. I think with a juice box, you get the whole thing.
Oh, you heard she's made a note of it. Yes.
I'm sending out a corporate memo right now.
Been handled.
All right, thank you.
You take care, guys. Thank you.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
There she goes, Yolanda from...
Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Sorry. Very popular lady.
Yolanda. Hey, Yolanda. Tell me what Mike Ditka does. Ditka can affect the weather by his mood. True. Yolanda. Yolanda, will the Bears go to the Super Bowl this year? True. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Northbound 495, the inner loop out the Beltway, still slow from I-270 around to College Park. On the outer loop, you'll find delays from the American Legion Bridge to the Dallas Toll Road. Looking for the best selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs this Memorial weekend? Check out the area's leading automotive marketplace, the classified section of the Washington Post. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Memorial Day weekend is traditionally one of the biggest times to buy a new car. Only this year, College Park Honda says, don't. Because this year, only at College Park Honda, you can win that new Honda. That's right. Everyone who walks through our new showroom doors now through Monday has a chance to win a brand new Honda. And when you come, you'll see Memorial Day prices so low, you'll think it's the next best thing to getting your new car for free. Either way, you're going to drive home a winner. So check out our huge selection. Save thousands on the price and thousands more with our low 1.9% financing. Or you might pay nothing at all. Because everyone's got a chance to win a new Honda. Between now and Monday, might as well be you. Only at College Park Honda. Easy to find on Route 1. Just a mile south of the Beltway. Exit 25B. Easy to call at 301-441-2900. And easy to serve at collegeparkhonda.com.
Licensed drivers 18 and over. No purchase and no participation in any sales promotion is necessary to enter and win. Ends Monday, May 30th. Call College Park Honda for details.
You're rolling onto a freeway entrance ramp. Cars behind you are coming up fast. You've got an opening, but you need to punch it to slide in with the rest of the passing parade. Now, is your gasoline going to help you or put you in harm's way? If you have Amoco Ultimate in your tank, you're golden. For cars that can benefit from premium gasoline, Ultimate's high octane can increase your car's acceleration while it decreases hesitation. Need to go with the flow? You've got the power to do it. And with continuous use, Ultimate's advanced detergent additives will also give you a cleaner engine that will help keep the air cleaner, too. Don't have Ultimate in your tank? Well, you might want to consider the side streets. For more performance and less pollution, stop at BP and reach for the gold of Amoco Ultimate at BP.
We're here with Charlie Hall, the renowned founder and inventor of MovieTickets.com. Charlie, your determination and vision changed the face of entertainment. Tell me, how did it all begin?
Well, it was 1983. I was sitting in my dorm with my roommate and had a revelation.
In the future, everyone will have a computer in their home.
What the heck is a computer, dorkwad?
Typical jock. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm going to invent a way they can buy movie tickets on their computer on what I like to call the information superhighway, so they won't have to wait in line at the theater.
Yo, dorkwad, keep it down. I'm watching TV.
I've worked hard over the past 20 years to make it easy for you to buy movie tickets online. Just go to movietickets.com, choose a movie, your favorite theater, and showtime. Then pick up your tickets when you get there. It's that easy. Moviegoers of the world, the future is now.
Thank you, Charlie. Your story is an inspiration to dorkwads everywhere. MovieTickets.com, your own personal box office. Want to buy a used car, truck, or SUV that's protected for life? Now you can. Oarsman Chantilly Toyota and Fairfax Toyota proudly announce Oarsman's Drive for Life Promise, our lifetime warranty on every certified used vehicle we sell.
now, along with the area's best selection at prices no dealer can top. All our certified used vehicles come with guaranteed lifetime vehicle coverage. Oarsman Toyota's Drive for Life Promise covers the engine, transmission, and all internally lubricated parts and labor. No mileage limit, no yearly limit. Everything's covered at no charge to you. Plus, Oarsman Toyota guarantees that all our certified used vehicles come Carfax protected, with histories available for review. Get the best selection, unbeatable prices, and a guaranteed lifetime warranty on every certified pre-owned vehicle we sell. That's Oarsman, Fairfax, and Gentilly Toyota's Drive for Life Promise to you. Visit our stores or check us out at OarsmanToyota.com. Oarsman Chantilly and Fairfax Toyota, always guaranteeing your satisfaction.
Reliability. That's the difference between Verizon Wireless and all the rest. We're America's most reliable wireless. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with anyone else. Just listen.
I've had all of them, and this is the best. I would never go anywhere else.
What can you offer me that's more important than reliability?
Nothing compares to Verizon.
It's reliable. That's really the most important thing to me.
Reliable wireless. It's knowing the service you expect is the service you'll get. Switch to Verizon Wireless and see for yourself why, once people choose us, more stay with us than with any other national carrier.
You know why I switched to Verizon? They're reliable.
I wouldn't trade Verizon for any other service. It definitely works for me.
Probably the most reliable cell phone I've ever had, and I've had many.
Reliable wireless. You'll know it when you have it. So go out and get it. Just stop by any Verizon Wireless store, Verizon Wireless Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
I love it. It is really the best service out there.
A famous mild-mannered frog once uttered the words, "It's not easy being green." Obviously, he's never been to Coleman Power Sports. It's a Kawasaki kickoff Saturday, June 4th in Falls Church as Coleman Power Sports celebrates the arrival of Kawasaki Green. You can purchase any new Kawasaki for $1 over dealer invoice. The V-twin powered Kawasaki Vulcan Nomad 1600, $1 over dealer invoice. The 2004 AMA 600cc Super Sport Champion Ninja ZX6RR, $1 over dealer invoice. And the heart pounding wave thumping Kawasaki Jet Ski 1200, you guessed it, $1 over dealer invoice Saturday, June 4th at Coleman Power Sports. Plus, take 20% off all Kawasaki accessories and enjoy free lunch from Moe's Southwest Grill in Falls Church and Leesburg starting at noon. Don't be green with envy. See green and save. Saturday, June 4th at Coleman Power Sports Kawasaki Kickoff in Falls Church. Visit wherethepoweris.com for more.
Ride responsibly. Always wear helmet, eye protection, and proper apparel. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Adhere to the maintenance schedule and your owner's manual. Specifications subject to change. Availability may be limited.
This weekend, Oarsman Honda in Bethesda and Oarsman Honda of Laurel want to trade keys with you. Buy the new Accord, Civic, Odyssey, CRV, Element, or Pilot for less than you're paying now. Oarsman Honda will guarantee you drive home in a new Honda for less than you're currently paying, or your first two payments are on us. Right now, new Accords, $14,673, new Civics, $12,126, and new Pilots, $25,302. Trade keys with us, and we'll pay off your old trade, no matter what you owe. New Accords, $14,673, new Civics, $12,126, new Pilots, $25,302. Only at Oarsman Honda in Bethesda, just off Wisconsin Avenue in the Metro, in the heart of Bethesda, where valet parking is free, or Oarsman Honda of Laurel, just a few minutes outside the Beltway at the BW Parkway and 198 East. Keep it simple. Keep it Oarsman. Honda's for less. End of story.
All offers with approved credit, down payment, and rate may vary. Negative equity applies to new loan balance. Prices plus tax, tag, and 515 freight. Guaranteed payment based on 72-month contract.
Dial-up internet service ties up more than just my phone. It ties up my life. Waiting endlessly to download my tax forms, find my recipes, finish my schoolwork. So I upgraded to Cox High-Speed Internet. It's 4 megabits per second fast, the fastest broadband service you can find for under $40. Now I fly through the internet with the greatest of ease and download photos, software, music, and videos in record time. So I have more time for the rest of my life.
Cox Communications. Your friend in the digital age.
Get Cox High-Speed Internet for $19.99 a month for 3 months and get a free cable modem. To order, call 703-480-6222. That's 703-480-6222. Order today. Offer expires July 6th. Free modems while supplies last. Current Cox video subscribers only. New internet customers only. Half price for preferred tier only. Install fees may apply.
Limited time offer. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
So, just to recap, you want to sue your owner for not giving you new Pennzoil Platinum. And he's not helping you to run at your full potential. Right. Pennzoil Platinum starts with a full synthetic base oil. Yes, yes, I know it delivers engine protection that regular motor oil just can't provide. Yes, yes, we can get an order to have his funnel sneeze. That's easy. I know a mechanic who knows a judge. Boom. Can we win? You get me one engine on that jury, it is a slam dunk. Do engines do jury duty? David, do engines do jury duty?
Your engine knows what it wants. Do you? Try new Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil. It's time to relearn what you know about synthetic. Visit PennzoilPlatinum.com today. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
Now's a good time to visit Merchants Tire and get an oil change using new Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil. When you do, you'll receive a $15 Shell gift card back by mail. So stop by Merchants Tire today. Offer expires 6/30/2005. See participating locations for details.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
The Don and Mike Show. Pleased to be enjoying the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right. Or the best of Don and Mike, brought to you by myself, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon, right before Memorial Day weekend, the start of summer, don't you know? Hey, don't forget, you can catch up with all the goings on of the Don and Mike Show at www.donandmikewebsite.com. Don't forget to go to the store. All right, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Oh, it's time for the Friday favorite. Ooh, I wonder who the guest will be today. Here we go.
It's game time now,
Andrea.
It is cash for you and me.
He's hot.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Our guy is hot and... Please welcome.
No.
Newsmaker.
Now hold it. Hold it now.
This is the music you play on your radio show.
Turn the music off. Right now. Just no. Don.
Bill O'Reilly.
What say you, Donnie? Turn that off. I don't want to listen to it. I don't think anybody wants to listen to it. We're here. I know why you guys are doing your little thing to me because of all the controversy. I'm aware of that, but it's okay. No. You, the news guy.
Sorry.
Over here. Buzz.
Yes.
Okay. Quiet.
All right.
Shut up. All of you just shut up for a second. Nobody said a word. I know that. I'm aware of that. What that is, you haven't said a word, he hasn't said a word, but I'm going to say a word.
All right, go ahead.
Because that's what I do.
What do you want to do?
I'm just going
to
say, first of all, I'm looking out for you, and I'm being raked over the coals.
How's that kid's book going?
That's the way. Hey, look. Hold it just a second.
How's the kid's
book
going?
Look, I'm going to send you an O'Reilly Factor t-shirt if you just listen to me, right? I want to tell you that you guys... the shock jocks, the media types, the people that have been dragging me through the coals, you know, it's just not going to happen anymore. I'm not going to let it. I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm going to go back to doing what I do, and then that's just the way it's going to go.
Now, how could you possibly have a kid's book on the market right now?
I'd like to say one thing.
Yes.
You know, I came down here, out of the goodness of my heart, to come on a sister station or whatever we call it. Your candy machine is out of Vaseline. I just wanted to point that out to each of you guys, and... I listen to you. I listen to your show. I think it's entertaining. It's got entertaining, entertainment value. But I picked up on one thing, that you have a female producer. Is that right?
Her name is...
You have a female producer named Beth Ann McRae.
That's right, Bill O'Reilly. Right.
Yeah, I would love, you know, if I had a chance. I think it's good that you're hiring women to surround yourself with. I think it's a good thing. We're fair, we're balanced. I want to make sure that if you'd give me a chance, I'd like to, can we get her on the phone? Let's get her on the phone.
I could ask
Why don't we just get her on the phone right now? So we can chat with her. I'd like to do that. Get her on the phone. Your producer, Beth Ann McRae, and I'd like to chat with her.
Hello?
Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Mr. O'Reilly.
What say you, Beth Ann?
What say you?
Are you aware of the factor?
Your show?
You listen, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
It's not difficult. The O'Reilly Factor for radio, Beth Ann. Do you listen to it?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Okay.
What are you wearing right now?
No, see, you can't do this to her.
Why not?
This is sexual harassment.
Oh, sexual harassment, sexual harassment. That's that's just not going to work for me. I just like to stand up when I'm talking to her if I could.
All right.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
How do you like working with in radio? You enjoy it? Is it something you enjoy, something you like doing?
Yeah, I've
you know, I'm one of the most popular TV and radio personalities in the country. You all right?
Oh, no. Sit down.
All right. I'm sorry. I got a little worked up. Okay, Bethann.
Would you sit down?
Bethann, we got to move. And who it's been nice talking to you.
Who knew the guy would come in a shirt and tie and he's got sweatpants on?
Bethann.
So I had like a bird's eye view there.
Bethann McBride. She's the producer, Don and Mike Show. What's your ethnic heritage, Bethann? Are you an Irish Catholic girl?
Yes, I am.
Atta girl. That's good. Have you ever met the Pope?
No.
I have. Good guy.
Bye.
Good guy.
Good guy. I just say goodbye.
You take care of yourself.
I will.
That's Bethann McBride.
Yeah.
She's the producer of the Don and Mike Show, and she was joining me on The Factor. And here we are. Oh, I know. You're going to laugh at me. You're going to say, I know what you're going to do, Don.
What
you're going to say, what you're going to say is it's not The Factor. It's what it is. It's the Don and Mike Show. But right. When I'm here in your studio, it's The Factor. All right? Georgie Porgy, Puddin' Pie, I'd like to massage your inner thigh. Nah, just kidding. It's a nursery rhyme for kids.
Right.
Speaking of kids, I've written a book, The O'Reilly Factor for Kids.
Now, how can that be? Yeah. You know, this is like the worst
thing
in the world.
Here's the deal. It's going to be a bestseller. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be one of the most popular books that's ever been written for kids. It's going to straighten kids out in this day and age, you know, with the rappers doing all the bad stuff they're doing. It's really going to help kids. And 4 in 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. A pie baked by a little brown tie woman.
Yeah. Hey, and I understand you're also very partial to Norwegians.
I like Norwegians. They're tall, long-legged. They're wonderful. They're wonderful ladies. They have beautiful thighs.
And speaking of kids,
Hickory Dickory Dock, a Norwegian woman wearing only a jock.
I know that.
Yes.
Speaking of kids, I know you're a fan of toys.
Oh yes, I like toys. As a matter of fact, some of my toys. I've got a vast collection of them, and we're putting them on the website. So if you'd like to go to the O'Reilly storefront. We'll throw in some of those toys for you. You can enjoy yourself. And I'm going to send you a Factor T-shirt.
You know,
because you've been on the show.
One of the allegations was that one of the times when you were on the
show. You like a doormat?
With this woman. I think I'm talking to one.
Mr. Geronimo, have a no-spin attitude.
One of the things that she was alleging was that you had some type of device that you were operating.
Now, that's lies. If you want to. Here's the deal. You want me to get into it, I'm going to get into it with you.
Okay, do it.
You want to deal with it, I'll deal with it head on.
Okay.
I'll take your questions on it. I'll field your questions on it right now. We'll talk about it. We'll get done with that. We'll move on to something else, and then we'll be done with it.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Okay.
Hold on a second, wait. You'll ask me some questions. Here's how it'll work. You'll ask me some questions. I'll answer some questions. We'll talk about what we're talking about, and then we'll move on.
Use a machine?
Just a second. Hold on a second. I don't want to interrupt you, but that's what I do. Here's the deal.
So do I.
The way we're going to lay it out, we're going to lay this thing out.
It's going to be quite a battle
tonight. I'll tell you right now, this is the way it's going to go. You're going to ask me some questions. I'm going to try just this once. Because, you know, once you do it once, you don't want to do it again. You understand? That's what he'd say, too.
I know it is.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. That night, I got out my Elmer's glue. I don't know what that means. Spiewak.
Now.
There's my man. You got a guy working on your show. I'd like to tell a quick story, if I may, before. And then listen. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to do it this way. You're going to ask me some questions.
I'm going to ask you all the questions. You're going to answer the questions.
And I'm going to answer them.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to move on, and we're going to do something else after we do this.
What did you
talk
about?
I want to talk about your boy Spiewak, if I can, just a second. A little story.
Part of your tactic now. You don't answer the questions.
This is a guy, worked down in Washington, D.C., contacted me, and said to me, Bill, I love you. I love your stuff. I love your politics, and I think you might have some ideas about... genetic engineering. And we talked, and, this is a no-spin zone fella. And I said, he's a good boy. And the correspondence I got, I'm not an emotional guy. I don't think I've ever cried. But I will tell you, when I got done reading Spiewak's letter moved me to almost get emotional. It was great.
I'm going to go to an alternate plan.
All right, here we go. I'll take your questions if you want that. Who's up for a shower after the show?
Let me just say this. I don't think we're going to get what we need from Bill. Let's take the first two calls at 877-365-3636 to play Jeopardy.
Did I mention I was great on the Leno show?
This is going nowhere.
I was great on the Leno show.
Let's take a break. Call now for Jeopardy. We'll be right back.
No spin zone.
We will be right back. We clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
Clear.
How are you?
Okay, so what's happening? You called that chick, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
All the time.
How many times did you...
She wanted me. And she would walk into my office, and she'd come into my office. We off here?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
She'd walk into my office, and she'd say, you know, she wouldn't say anything specifically, but what she would do was,
yeah,
I got to talk quietly, which is just you and
yeah, I. It just does, yeah, sure.
Thing. She wouldn't say anything specifically, but what she did to me was with her eyes, she would say.
Do you realize when you're telling me this story?
Yeah.
Look where your hands are. Can you watch it? Yeah, that's kind of
I'm sorry.
Kind of creepy, though.
But she did it. And she wanted it as much as I did. But it was great.
And what about...
She was great. She'd say or scream, but no. She'd scream no, yell no, but it meant yes.
Oh.
I knew that no meant yes.
What about...
That business of no means no is yeah. not with, with her. She's...
How do you make all this... Because you wouldn't even be nailed for this if you didn't have all this morality crap on your show.
Well, you know, it's the act.
I know it's the.
You gotta have the act. You gotta have the act. It plays well.
Have you thought about it?
Plays well in Peoria.
Hold on.
What I mean?
Before we go back on the air, let me.
Well in Peoria.
Let me ask you a question. Before we go back on the air.
Yeah, I'm.
Have you ever thought about just being honest, about coming on and saying, "I'm just a man. I screwed up.
Well,
it was wrong for me to impose my morality because I'm as flawed as everybody else."
Hold it. I'll do that with you.
Okay.
Because you know we're in the fraternity, the broadcaster fraternity. Don.
Mm-hmm.
Don.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying here.
I know you are.
I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm really having a tough time.
She's got the tapes, you know.
It's tough making it through. You know, it's very difficult just making it on the show and doing what I'm doing. I don't want to cry, but they're really starting to make me Oh my God!
Well, now come on, you knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Listen,
you do when we go
happen.
On the air, don't mention my VD.
Because you're a fake newsman.
All right, just look. Let me give away some, you know, O'Reilly tote bags, and we'll go that way. But
yo, now let's hold on. Is it only VD?
Yeah.
Be honest with me.
Well, I got shingles. I got the shingles under my arms.
Oh my God.
And they hurt.
That's the stress.
Ever since the stress.
Now, here's the important.
I got the bad shingles.
Here's the important thing.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't touch shingles. Uh-huh. Then touch VD area.
Too late, my friend.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah. Seriously,
oh, wow.
I look like some sort of bad medical. It's got to hurt.
Got to look like a burn victim.
And whatever you do, don't tell him about me and Al Franken.
Listen, what have I told you when we talk privately? Keep this secret, my love.
Yes, my sweet.
Okay. Are you going to go back on the air?
We're going to come back.
I got to know.
I'll take all the calls you want.
What's the end run with this picture? Are you going to settle it with her? What do you feel?
I don't think there's a chance of that at this stage of the game. She's
got you.
She's got me.
She's got you.
Wow.
So you're totally, that's it. You're busted. You're out.
That's rough. Transferring most of my funds to the Caymans. Going to put the accounts offshore. And then, you know, hopefully surface on a local cable access show.
And
I've been talking with a guy named Gavin.
And
Aloysius Gavin.
And listen, this whole thing, have you heard anything from the Bush people? Saying, you know, get away from us?
I'm a hot potato. It's, yeah. You know, the hot potato's going to be dropped.
Are you really for Bush?
Yeah.
That's an act, right?
It's you know, I'm a little for, I'm a little out, against him. I'm apolitical. I won't be voting.
You will not be voting?
No.
Why?
No, it's all a mess.
Have you ever voted?
Never in my life. No. Why? It's all controlled by corporations. You know, if you want to know my politics, it's probably hippie.
Wow.
Hippie.
I had no idea.
Yes, no, yes. Who cares? Same thing in politics.
I gotcha.
Thanks for talking.
So listen, let me ask you something, though.
Yeah.
That girl?
Yeah.
The Fox girl?
Oh, man.
Worth it?
Every bit.
Worth $60 million?
Wouldn't change the thing in the world.
All right. We're coming back.
You ever see her in her belly shirt?
All right, we're back.
Oh, oh whoa. Five, whoa, five, whoa, whoa.
Four,
whoa.
Three, coming back now.
Two. And we're back with Bill O'Reilly from the O'Reilly Factor.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So, Bill,
everything's all set. Everything's in control. I'm going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine.
We've got exactly 30 seconds before we have to hit a hard network break.
And you guys do great work. I wanted to say that. You do great work.
These accusations this woman is making, can you tell us right now, true or false?
Everyone, a pack of lies. You know, you spin, you conjure. I tell the truth on my show. Anyone that knows me, anybody that knows anything about me, she's a liar. And everything will be dismissed. It'll all come out in court.
Gotcha.
I'm confident.
And do you have a message for Al Franken?
I do. I'd like to debate him again. I'd like to get him on my show. We would have a very good discussion back and forth. The whole thing is...
I heard you're friends with Al Franken.
Well, I think he's a friendly guy. I think he's somebody who has some interesting things to say. He's wrong. But I look forward to debating him. And here's an O'Reilly dish rag for you.
We need two callers right
really
now.
Enjoy the game.
To play the game.
It's a lot of fun.
Be right back.
No problem.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Love Line.
Dude, we stayed up too late.
Be sure to check us out weeknights at 11.
Love Line.
On 106.7 WJFK.
Well, our final look at traffic on this Memorial Day weekend looks like it's still slow moving on the inner loop of the Beltway after River Road around to College Park. Guarding America and defending freedom, that is what the Air National Guard is all about. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Join the Air National Guard. Get information online at goang.com. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. See ya, Joe.
106.7 WJFK.
Got caught on MacArthur Boulevard. Pulled over on Benning Road. Do you know where the speed cameras are in D.C.? Do you want to? Check out traffic in the metro section of WashingtonPost.com. We live here.
The following is a special Memorial Day public notice to all new import buyers. Through this Monday, the D.C. metro area's largest volume Honda dealer, Tyson's Corner Honda, will offer the year's lowest prices on the area's largest inventory of new Hondas. Through this Monday, manufacturers and prices on new 2005 Pilots, Accords, CRVs, and Civics, and remaining 2004s will be disregarded. Instead, prices are marked so low, Honda Motors will not allow them to be advertised to prevent unfair competitive advantage. This event will feature over 1,200 new Hondas from the D.C. metro area's number one Honda dealer. In addition, qualified buyers get 1.9% financing. Convenient from anywhere in the D.C. metro area. Drive a little and save big. Only through this Monday at the Public Distribution Center. Rosenthal Honda, the new state-of-the-art facility on Route 7 and Tyson's Corner.
Rosenthal Honda, located off 495, exit 47A in Tyson's Corner.
Based on an incredible true story. I didn't always lose. I can still fight. For anyone who's ever wanted a second chance.
I have to believe we can make things better for our family.
I'm always behind you.
This Sunday, the special sneak preview. Be the first to see the one summer movie that will make you stand up and cheer. Cinderella Man. Ebert and Roper give Cinderella Man two thumbs way up.
This is your night.
Premiere Magazine gives Cinderella Man its highest rating, 4 stars.
Pop, pop, bam!
And Larry King calls Cinderella Man quite simply one of the best movies ever. From director Ron Howard, experience the movie critics are calling not just the must-see movie of the summer, but the best film of the year. Russell Crowe, Renee Zellweger, Cinderella Man, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13, opens nationwide June 3rd.
Due to their overwhelming success, Springfield Toyota's Red Tag clearance sale is being held over through the last 2 weeks of May. Springfield Toyota is the only dealer in town to post clearance prices on the Red Tag, so you can clearly see your savings, so you don't have to haggle. You already know the best deals on a new Toyota are always at Springfield Toyota. And this month's Red Tag clearance sale gives you over 600 vehicles at clearance prices. See why Springfield Toyota is the dealer with no gimmicks. A dealer committed to making every deal. And the dealer that pays top dollar for your trade-in. With unbelievably low Red Tag prices that include free 0.9% financing or incredible rebates of up to $2,250 during these final 2 weeks of May. Remember, the best deals are at Springfield. Prices plus taxes, tax processing fee includes factory rebate, APR, and approved credit on select models. Call 1-800-TOYOTA-4. That's 1-800-TOYOTA-4. Or go to SpringfieldToyota.com.
A few thoughts about monopolies, cash cows, and low-cost leads. For years, the phone company has had a virtual monopoly over Yellow Pages advertising. This has allowed them to impose steep annual rate increases. Over time, their directory business has become a nice, fat cash cow. But at Yellow Book, we think we have a better way. For example, across the country, a full-page ad in Yellow Book Yellow Pages is generally about half the cost of the same size ad in a phone company directory. At Yellow Book, all we do is publish great directories, so we're able to keep our costs down and produce low-cost leads to power your business, which has helped create many thousands of success stories for small businesses just like yours. After all, we wouldn't be in 43 states with a circulation of 82 million if we weren't producing quality, low-cost leads. So why keep getting milked by the phone company? Call us at 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
You're not afraid of change, right? In fact, you're good with change. So when your friends tell you there's a new kind of beer, you gotta try it to believe it. So, you grab a new kind of beer. New Budweiser Select. Now comes the best part. Step up to the beer that is exactly the kind of beer you want to be drinking from now on. Introducing New Budweiser Select. Brewed for a distinctively crisp taste that finishes clean. The change isn't just good. It's where have you been while I was looking for the right beer in all the wrong places kind of good. New Budweiser Select. One taste, and you'll want to change for the better. Go ahead. Be selective. Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Select Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 99 calories, 3.1 grams of carbs, 0.7 grams protein, 0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
A mile to choose from, no need to travel far.
We're on our way to Memorial Day, the official start of summer. And there's no better way to spend it than shopping for a great new car on the Fairfax Auto Mile, Washington's premier car shopping destination. Ready for that family vacation? Focus on safety with new models designed to protect you on the road. And with gas prices at an all-time high, the 2005 models are more fuel efficient than ever. Selection has never been better with creative design and engineering to suit the most discriminating buyers. The Fairfax Auto Mile Memorial Day sale includes the best price, service, and selection in a friendly hometown atmosphere. On the Fairfax Auto Mile, you'll discover 15 different dealerships with 22 brands and more than 4,000 new and used vehicles to choose from every day. Drive on over to the Fairfax Auto Mile Memorial Day sale on Route 50 in Fairfax for the best possible car shopping experience. Or shop from home at fairfaxautomile.com and have a great holiday weekend in your new car.
The Fairfax Auto Mile.
This Memorial Day weekend, come to Lowe's and get your summer project started with great values. Now's the perfect time to express yourself with color inside your home and out. Save $5 on every gallon of our best quality interior and exterior paint, including American Tradition, Signature Colors, and Olympic. To help you get the job done, Lowe's is taking $20 off a Werner 8-foot fiberglass stepladder. Now only $69. What's more, for your concrete projects, every 50-pound bag of Quikrete concrete mix is now only $1.59. And no matter what your project, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more now through May 30th, 2005. You see, nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So hurry to Lowe's today, where improving home improvement never ends. See store for details. Some exclusions apply to paint offer N68. Werner and Quikrete offer ends 5/30.
Boy, there are so many great singular phones to pick from.
Hey, what about the Sony Ericsson Z500? It comes with free Star Wars extras, ringtones, graphics, video clip, game demo.
Cool.
And the most exciting part of all, 2 free tickets to see Star Wars Episode 3. And you can only get it at Singular.
Well, I like the Star Wars movies, but I'm not a super fan.
Oh, yeah? Finish this name. R2?
D2.
If I were to describe a tall, hairy thing, I'd be describing...
Chewbacca, or my husband.
See? You are a fan.
Okay, I'm a fan, so what?
So get downloads from all 6 movies while they last. Just check out singular.com/Star Wars online or your phone's wireless internet.
Cool. Do you think they'll have pictures of Anakin in leather pants?
Well, the new movie will have him in leather pants for sure. Let's use your 2 free tickets.
Sorry, I have to take Chewbacca. I mean my husband.
Mobilize the force with the Sony Ericsson Z500 for just $49.99 after rebate card. And get 2 free tickets to see Star Wars Episode 3. Singular, raising the bar.
Restrictions, limited monthly charges apply. 2-year service agreement required. Price before $30 mail-in rebate card is $79.99. Tickets redeemable online. Visit singular.com/Star Wars or store for details.
Looking to save thousands on a new import this week? Then come to the annual Memorial Day sales event at the Nissan Superstore, Tyson's Corner Nissan. Choose from one of the largest inventories on the East Coast at prices up to $7,000 off MSRP. That means a new 05 Nissan Sentra is now just $9,888. A new 05 Nissan Altima, only $16,640. An 05 Pathfinder SE, just $26,995. Those are just a few examples. We have hundreds more during the Memorial Day sales event with prices that can save you as much as $7,000 and save you thousands more with this week's super low financing and top dollar for your trade-in. Just get here by Monday to the area's only Nissan Superstore. Rosenthal Nissan on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
2000 Tall Nissan on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Prices plus tax, tags, 560 freight, and $299 processing. Center stock number DX613, Altima 0575.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
And that's it for today, everybody. That's it for the week. The weekend's here. Have a can of beer. It's Memorial Day weekend, the start of summer. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you. And don't hurt yourselves and take care of yourselves. And the whole gang will be back on Tuesday. Now let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Of course, it's the second half of the Friday favorite. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, we're back with fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm having a great time. And I want to thank Don personally. And, you know, you're a good guy. And you've given me a fair shake, and I'm going to send you a no-spin can opener.
Really?
Thank you and your whole staff, especially Rob. Rob Spiewak, who made me feel so comfortable coming in here. I think it's great. I think I'm having a great time.
Before we play the game, I know
Beth Ann McBride.
I know you wanted to speak with her.
B.A. McBride, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
What say you, B.A.?
What say you, Mr. O'Reilly?
I say moments till the close of business day and maybe a later phone call. I will give you, Beth Ann,
mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Here's
what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my phone number at my hotel and then have you call me later. You think we could work that out? Now, listen, Beth Ann, first of all, before we go, before you answer, just remember, I'm going to send you a no-spin zone cuticle pusher. We're going to be sending that to you very soon. But all I want you to do, it's real simple. I'm going back to the hotel. We don't have to have any personal contact. Just call me later on. B.A. McBride, what say you?
I really don't think it would be a good idea.
Right. Okay, thanks a lot. I get your code word.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Rob, you'll get that number to her? Well, that's fantastic.
Don't forget
us and who's looking out for your teapot? To you, Rob Spiewak.
I'm glad that you got her secret message when she said no.
Yes, my boxes are on unusual. What say you, Donnie? You've been a good guy. Yeah, you've been a real good guy. I'm going to send you the queen-size Bill O'Reilly lace dust ruffle.
Let's play the game, Bill.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. We've got two people, a girl and a guy. First of all, from Fairfax, Virginia, let's say hi to a systems administrator. Rob Williams is on the line. What say you, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Lord Quizmaster, Mr. O'Reilly, how are you?
And now entering the studio is our lovely lady. She's from Porterville, California. Let's say hi to a bookkeeper. Her name's April McLaughlin.
Hi, April.
Hi, guys. McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
As in the McLaughlin group.
Exactly.
I apologize. I read it like it was on the paper, and I got it wrong.
What As an I Irish guy, you should know, Bill.
I should McLaughlin. And,
yes.
This is a no-spin zone, and I'm going to send you the no-spin zone trail mix. What do you think of that?
Great.
Thanks so much. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's put our hands together. Welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo. What say you, Donnie?
Thank you, Bill. Oh, this is... Hold on. I'm getting a note. From the back room. Mm-hmm. But you tell her that's not wise. Just go tell Beth Ann it's not wise. He's just kidding around. There's no need. You don't need... I didn't think...
Let me point out to everyone here, something's going on. There's a little plan here.
I didn't think that was harassment on your part with Beth Ann.
Is that what she's accusing me of?
I've just been handed a note.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it?
Nothing's going to come of it.
All right.
Tell her, write a note back. If she doesn't want to call me at the hotel tonight, write a note back. Tell her I'll send her a no-spins on urinal cake. All right? We'll be all set after that. It should be fine. It's nothing to worry about. Here's the deal.
Bill?
Can I just say something before you interrupt me? I'll interrupt you one
more
time.
Also, she just sent me another note. She taped your phone call.
Well, it's all right. I was making an offer. I can say it's a business conversation.
Right.
We on the factor, we're really trying to stay fair and balanced as far as election coverage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're taking a poll. The overwhelming sentiment is that we're doing a great job. So I just thought I'd say that and remind everybody to listen to me tomorrow.
Did you want to talk to Beth Ann about any particular poll?
Yeah, I think that we could probably talk about all the different varying polls that are out there.
Do you have one poll in particular you'd like to talk
There's
about?
There's one that I actually feel has more credence. It's my own.
Your own poll.
My own poll.
Your own poll.
That's right.
Bill O'Reilly poll.
Seriously, she'll calm down. It always starts that way at first. Send her a Who's Looking Out for You, Ladies Razor.
All right, here are your categories, Rob and April. Here you go. Your categories are, hey, the Red Sox win. Guests this week.
Can I just say something before you move on as I interrupt you one more time?
Sure.
I want to welcome BillO'Reilly.com platinum member Paul Gorgie. Always a pleasure. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And we're happy to have him as a platinum member. He's got himself a platinum membership.
Sprayed on tan, you know.
Sprayed on tan, okay with me. I prefer the Yankees.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show. That's your second category.
Good category. Good cross promotion. What say you, Donnie?
Republican, Democrat, or other?
Well, we're fair and balanced on the factor.
Which is faster? And
which is faster? That's the category.
Yes,
category that you have on your any game.
That's right. And speak the language.
Speak the language. That's speak the language. Something near and dear to my heart.
So here are the categories again.
Categories again.
Hey, the Red Sox win.
Red Sox win.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Guest on the Don and Mike Show.
Republican, Democrat, or other.
What kind of guys?
Which is faster? And speak the language. And
you know, I just before we proceed, can I just interrupt briefly?
Sure.
I just want to say that is it's a Caesar's Palace sweater that you're wearing today.
Yeah, yes, it is.
That is hot. Wow. What say you about my little ensemble? You like my gray sweatpants and my O'Reilly Factor T-shirt?
Yeah, but why the sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
I feel easy access.
Sweatpants allow breathing room, freedom of movement for the special parts.
April, we'll start with you.
Okay, I'd like speak the language for one, please.
Speak the language, all right. Let me see. Oh, these are true facts now. In the world of the WWW, the Internet, on the entire Internet, this is the number one global online language.
Sorry. Now, Rob, April McLaughlin, she kind of punted that. When did she chance to steal?
What is English?
Right, English number one.
Yeah. April. Don't overthink it, okay?
All right,
Rob, you are in control for the next question. What say you?
Speak the language for two, please.
Outside of Germany. Hi, Rob. This is the country with the most German language speakers.
What is Austria?
Correct.
$2. We got a smart guy who's here. Rob, select again.
Speak a language for three, please.
Outside of Mexico, this is the country with the most Spanish language speakers.
What is Brazil?
Negative.
April, chance for you to take control, honey.
What is America?
No.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
America's number six. Number two is Colombia.
Colombia, I knew it. I would answer that, but I wouldn't want to spoil the fun.
He did,
what's that?
Didn't you meet a chick one time in Colombia?
Bali.
Oh, it's Bali, yeah.
Thailand women are beautiful, and the Norwegians are amazing.
Did you meet a little...
We watched movies.
Did you watch
the foreign movies?
Did you meet a little brown woman when you were
from Bali, yeah. From she Bali? Was amazed at something about me, but I can't talk about it. You know, standard
right.
stuff. The Democrats want to hoodwink you.
Okay. Rob.
Select again, Rob. What say you?
Hey, the Red Sox win for one, please.
Okay. He's the Red Sox with the lucky midget.
Who is Pedro?
$1 for you, Rob. Select again, what say you?
Hey, the Red Sox win for two, please.
Last time the Red Sox won a World Series.
What is 1920?
Now, Rob.
No!
Rob.
No.
Right, April,
oh, I know it, too. I know it.
Well, that quiet. Was, now, hold on.
Shut up.
April?
Hey, April.
What is 1956?
Wrong, April.
Can I answer?
You're playing with the guys. Do you want to give Rob a chance to tuck it in here?
What was that? I'm not even.
Anyway, I don't know what you're
I'm
doing
just,
here.
I'm just talking.
The thing is,
you're
the factor is always going to be like
we both
that.
Are big interrupters.
You guys,
you Bill O'Reilly,
do that. And
Bill O'Reilly, you're
all right. Fine. If you want to do that, we can talk at the same time. It's fine. It doesn't matter to me.
He's a fake newsman.
Great. You know, what's great about is we
got the girl on the phone.
You and I can have an intelligent discussion here, and I guess we're not going to do that. You know, Donnie, I want you.
Taped you. Keep the secret, my love.
See myself.
Thank you. Now he wants to give the answer.
He was wrong on that.
Right? He was 1918.
Yes, 1918.
Yeah. Right. Rob, what say you? Select again.
Hey, the Red Sox win for three, please.
The last time the Red Sox were in the World Series.
What is 1986?
Correct.
What was the dollar value? I lost track.
I was three, Billy.
$3 for you, Rob. Select again.
What is, or no, here's what we Republican, have. Democrat, or other, right. please?
We have a guest on the show this week, Republican, Democrat, or other, which is faster. Okay, Republican, Democrat, or other, Michael J. Fox.
What is Republican?
April, here's the opportunity for you to steal. I hope you do something here because you're running out of time.
What is Democrat?
Yeah, that would be the whole stem cell thing. That,
right.
Michael
$1
J. Fox,
for
right.
April. Selecting an April, you get...
Oh, and I don't know. Did you see Michael J. Fox at the game last night when the Red Sox put him in as a pinch runner and he kept shaking off the signs?
Oh, that's uncalled for. I don't understand why you have to say something like that. I'm going to leave.
You're not going to leave.
No, I'm kidding you. I thought it was the funniest damn joke I've ever heard.
There's a chick on the phone. You're not going to leave.
That's right. We got April here who's mounting her comeback. All right, April, select again.
Republican, Democrat, or other for two, please.
Loretta Lynn.
Baby.
What is Republican?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is Democrat?
No.
Libertarian.
Libertarian, that means she's a kook.
Triple
I mean, I don't want to make, I'm not going to make an overstatement, but, you know.
Loretta Lynn, Libertarian.
All right, you're all ruining the country. Go ahead. April, you're in control.
Republican, Democrat, or other for three.
Johnny Depp.
What is Democrat?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is Republican?
No.
I knew it.
Johnny Depp is independent.
Independent-minded and a great pirate. April, you're in control.
I'll take which is faster for one.
All right. Boy, I got a bunch of great new books. I want to thank my sister-in-law, Robin, got me these books with these incredible facts for my birthday.
And I really wanted to thank you for putting the Johnny Depp question. Depp is pretty, like a lady.
which is faster? They actually they race these animals. Which is faster, a horse or a greyhound?
April, what say you?
What is a greyhound?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is a horse?
Right, horse is faster than a greyhound.
$1 for Robbie. Select again, please.
Which is faster for two, please?
Gazelle or cheetah?
What is cheetah?
Correct.
$2.
Which is faster for three, please?
Antelope or Mike O'Mara leaving the building after the show?
What is antelope?
No, pretty softball question there, Rob. April, your chance to steal, what say you?
What is Mike O'Mara leaving the building?
Thank you, April. Excellent question. And is it a Norwegian antelope? That's what I want to know. Is that the end of the first round?
Oh, no, we just got the guest this week on the show.
One more category. Go, April, go.
Guest for one, please.
All right, good luck. Hope you listen all week. Crazy billionaire.
Who is Mark Cuban?
Right, there you go, April.
Quite a comeback, April.
Yay.
Select again.
Guest for two.
LA TV weather girl. She got one shot at the Late Late Show.
Who is Lisa somebody?
Oh, need that last
Joyner.
Name.
Joyner.
Well, you know, it's Rob's got $10. April has $5. You have to decide.
Oh.
Rob, your chance to steal.
Sorry about that.
Who is Lisa Joyner?
There you go.
$2 for you, Rob.
Guest this week on the show for three, please.
All right, finally, good luck with this one. A crazy man from San Francisco who wants your money for his projects. Remember this guy's
Bill
name?
O'Reilly.
April, your chance to steal. Last question.
That's a pretty funny answer.
Well, no, what Robbie's saying is that, you know, that I want money, and I think we all do. Rob, April, sorry, your chance to steal.
Sorry, I don't know the guy.
No, that's him. No.
You know, I had to call Beth Ann today and say, what was that guy's name? It's Michael Horowitz.
Michael Horowitz.
Michael Horowitz.
Out of San Francisco.
Horowitz.
You know, kind of a con guy. A guy that's, you know, trying to do your, you know, your little bait and switch. I wouldn't buy it. That's just me.
Gotcha.
That's the end of the first round of Low
Budget
Stephanie. We got to go. We got to move. We got to go. We got to rock and roll. Gotta
okay,
go.
Who's got what here, Bill?
We got Rob with $12, April with $5. One thing. Mike from another Platinum member, BillO'Reilly.com, Platinum member, Mr. Michael Hughes. Good guy.
Here's your category, guys. And final low budget, Jeff R.D. He's not Rick James, bitch. Okay? That's category.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know that there's a chance you'll Google it what the hell? But you got to answer right away. In the form of a question, please. He's not Rick James, bitch. The current age of America's number one funny man, Dave Chappelle. In the form of a question, kids, current age of Dave Chappelle. Good luck.
All right, now, we got something special here before we get out of here. I got to tell you, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Who's Looking Out For You electric massage unit. Thousands of tiny electric impulses vibrate through this pear-shaped unit and offer you complete relief from all of your aches and your pains. And when you get the massage unit, I will throw in, as a BillO'Reilly.com Platinum member, a Factor phone cozy and some genuine Bill O'Reilly paper towels. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
You got a lot of crap, don't you?
Well, yeah. Itself.
And we want to go to...
We're going to go to April. What say you, April?
April... He's not Rick James, bitch. It's the current age of everybody's favorite, Dave Chappelle.
What is 36? Which is wrong.
Negative.
Sorry, April knocks you down to zero. Stick around. We might have a Who's Looking Out For You tote.
Rob? Rob, if you got it, you're the big winner.
What is 38?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. That knocks you down to nothing.
Dave Chappelle is 31.
Oh, this I know, Don. Dimwits love merchandise.
Listen, no spin t-shirt.
It's the type of game that Michael Todd Hughes will love. We're giving away no cash today,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, we got something good. We got something good for these people.
Rob and April, don't go away mad. Please just go away. Here now is Bill O'Reilly to tell you what you won. Bill.
All right, Rob Williams, April McLaughlin. Listen up. Listen carefully. You got a trip or two anywhere, all right? Anywhere Independence Air flies.
Outstanding.
Washington's new low-fare airline is here. 300 flights a day. Tell us the 35 cities. Flyer.com. Independence Air. Go your own way. They go to all sorts of great cities, New York, Boston, you know, Orlando, Tampa, great times, great places, great things to do, and I might even throw you some Bill O'Reilly merchandise, too. I've got
some. Thank you, Rob, and thank you, April. Wow. Having a great weekend, kids. Thank you for listening to the show, and Bill?
I'll tell you, I got one item that doesn't sell well on the website.
What's that?
That's my no-spin propellers.
You know, before you go,
I haven't sold one.
Before you go, I just want to say goodbye to Beth Ann.
Hello.
Bill O'Reilly talking to Beth Ann McBride. What say you, Beth Ann?
Nothing. What's up?
How are you? Did you get the number?
I'm sorry?
My number at the hotel.
I won't need it. Thank you, though.
We can talk radio. Okay. I understand your code. Okay. We got to run. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Okay.
All right.
What's that code again,
also,
Bill?
My Bill O'Reilly beanie with the propeller doesn't sell.
What's that code with Beth Ann again?
The code is no means yes. Ah, the pill.
The pill.
Totally against it.
Friend of yours?
No, not at all.
Not really?
Don't take the pill.
Uh-huh. No, well, you wouldn't have.
No, you wouldn't. Well, I took a boy's pill one time.
You did?
Yes. It was blue.
Oh, you took one?
It helps me thrive.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.